It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again. the left. Back goes Welker, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again. Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The one left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York, it's time for Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network. Tonight, it is the Cyclones and the Aberdeen Ironbirds for game number 5 of a 6-game set between the Mets and Orioles High A affiliates. Hey, everyone, what's going on? Thanks for being with us alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Cyclones walked away winners last night in astounding fashion. A 5-0 Brooklyn victory held the Ironbirds to just 3 hits in their 9th shutout win of the season. And it was really the pitching that was the name of the game for the Cyclones right here on the boardwalk a night ago. Yoandir Suarez, 6 stellar innings where he allowed no runs on only 3 base hits and picked up a career-high 11 punchouts. But it wasn't just Suarez. Wait, there's more, because the Brooklyn bullpen, and namely Brendan Hardy, who was the only pitcher to pitch out of the Brooklyn bullpen last night, couldn't have been much better. 3 hitless innings, only walked 1. The combination of Suarez and Hardy were more than enough from a pitching standpoint. And Justin, you go ahead and combine that with a Ryan Clifford allowed home run and Drake Osborne's long ball as well. That was enough for Brooklyn to ride to the victory.
Yeah, there were enough fireworks last night to blow up a Death Star. The Star Wars night tonight here on Coney Island. But it was a thriller last night watching not only the domination on the mound by Suarez and Hardy, 9th shutout of the year, 1 shutout away from tying the franchise's single season record of 10. And it was impressive watching Suarez do his thing. 5th different Cyclone pitcher this year to strike out 10 or more in a single game. Only one other South Atlantic League team has accomplished that feat this year. Greenville has had 6 different arms strike out 10 or more in a game this campaign, and it was a lot of fun to see Ryan Clifford do his thing offensively. Not only that home run, but had an RBI single in the 5th inning, added a walk as well, proving not only can he eviscerate a baseball, putting it out to right center field right above the RTS signage, as far a home run as you can conceivably get in this ballpark, and couple that with his ability to pick up base hits that didn't leave the ballpark as well. Just an overall overwhelmingly successful day for Brooklyn last night.
Yeah, multi-hit day for Clifford, obviously the home run as well. And it just continues what has been a pretty masterful 2023 campaign for the young man. Clifford on the year has hit 20 long balls. The OPS is up over 900. He's been as good as advertised since coming over to the New York organization. Of course, he and Drew Gilbert, the return as part of the Justin Verlander trade that was pulled off between the Mets and the Astros at the deadline. Clifford will have a chance to return to Asheville when Brooklyn goes there on the road in a couple of weeks. But Justin, right now, it doesn't really seem to matter where he's playing because Ryan Clifford has been that good.
Yeah, no, he seemed extremely locked in yesterday, even around batting practice. Went to say hello and chat him up a little bit, and he was just shooting daggers with his eyes. He knew what was to come later on in the day, as he was so focused and ready to roll as the Cyclones came away with that victory. And Clifford with prodigious power. You know, Keith Ratt even said it on social media last night. You know, it takes a special type of power to be able to put it out to that part of the ballpark here. And honestly, that was the discussion in the front office after the game last night, not just by Mets staff and Cyclones players and coaches, but it was our staff talking about when was the last time they might have seen somebody put a ball out in that direction. And Clifford, feel like that's going to be only a jumping off point for him as he continues to get more and more comfortable with his new organization and the city that will ultimately be his home as a big leaguer in the years to come.
And as you might expect, he's in the lineup tonight batting third and playing first base. We'll give you tonight's full starting lineups coming up shortly here on the pregame show. But first, a look at tonight's pitching matchup. The two right-handers towing the slab. For Brooklyn, it'll be Cameron Foster. And for Aberdeen, it is Juan Nunez. For Foster, last time out, did take his second straight defeat, but was pretty solid in his own right. Allowed three runs, only one of them earned. Did give up eight hits over six and a third innings on the road in Jersey Shore. So Cam will try to propel Brooklyn back into the win column as the Cyclones try to make it two straight and clinch a series win here against Aberdeen on a Saturday night on the boardwalk. All right, we'll take a break. Come right back with tonight's starting lineups ahead of the Cyclones and the Ironbirds on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Welcome back to Maimonides Park. It's the Cyclones pregame show as we get you set for Brooklyn and Aberdeen here on this Saturday night. Hope you're enjoying your weekend so far. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. We'll get you off to Justin shortly once the baseball begins here on this Saturday evening. But first, a check of tonight's starting lineups. First, for the visiting Ironbirds at 18-21 in the second half. They sit 6.5 games back of first place Brooklyn. The nine for Roberto Mercado, their skipper. He goes with these nine. Frederick Bencosme leads off and plays third base. Elio Prado in the two-hole, he's the center fielder. Samuel Basayo, the catcher, he bats third. We saw Basayo in the leadoff spot the past couple nights, but he does bat third tonight. Tim Susnara back in the starting nine for the Birds. He's the DH and hits cleanup. Anthony Servideo, the five-hitting shortstop, followed by Ryan Higgins out in left, who hits sixth. Then Jacob Teeter at first, bats seventh. Kevin Guerrero, the right fielder, bats eighth. And then Arizon Plasencia, the second baseman in the nine spot, rounds out the Aberdeen nine. Starting pitcher for the Ironbirds tonight, it is the right-hander Juan Nunez. Nunez, 26 and two-thirds innings, making his eighth overall appearance and fifth start, a 4.73 ERA, an 0-2 record, 30 punch-outs to 19 walks for Nunez so far in 2023. Now, those numbers for Nunez exclusively with Aberdeen. He also does have 13 appearances this season with the low A Delmarva level. So, all told, this will be his 21st appearance on the season and 15th overall start. Now for the home Cyclones at 25-15, a three-game cushion thanks to Jersey Shore's extra inning loss in Hudson Valley last night. And Brooklyn's win, Cyclones picked up a game, so a three-game cushion for first place. Here's Chris Newell's nine. Jet Williams weeds off and is the designated hitter. Alex Ramirez in the two spot is tonight's center fielder. Then Ryan Clifford, one day removed from his towering home run and multi-hit day. He's in the three-hole, batting third and playing first base. Stanley Consuegra cleans up. He's out in right field. Jacob Reimer, the third baseman, hits fifth. William Lugo is the shortstop. He's in the sixth spot. DeAndre Smith, the second baseman, bats seventh. Christian Prigent hits eighth and catches. And then Ryland Thomas out in left is the nine man for the Cyclones. And it's Cam Foster on the bump this evening for Brooklyn. Foster, his numbers on the year so far, all with Brooklyn, 81 and a third innings, 18 appearances, 16 starts, a 4.20 ERA, 4-6 record, 85 punchouts to 31 walks and a whip. Walks hits per innings pitched of 1.38. Foster will try to get back in the win column following his loss on the road against Jersey Shore last week. Again, 6 1/3, gave up three runs. Only one of them earned, though, en route to that loss. So it is Brooklyn and Aberdeen with a win. Cyclones clinch a series win here as they try to take care of business against the Ironbirds. And you look at the narrative of this series so far, it's been mostly Brooklyn. Outside of Thursday night, a 4-0 win for Aberdeen, Cyclones have taken every game since then. So Brooklyn will try to continue to do just that and continue their hot half number two here in 2023. Cyclones again, 25-15, back to 10 games over after last night's victory. Good enough for first place in the division as we inch closer and closer to the finish line. All right, that's just about going to do it for the pregame show. We will step aside, and when we come back, it's just about time for baseball between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. So excited to have you on board with us tonight. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit Cyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Welcome back out to Coney Island. For those of you wondering why number 47 is on the bump instead of number 24, Jay Speck, a last-second switch, will make the start tonight for Brooklyn as Cameron Foster with some back tightness while warming up in the Cyclone bullpen. Not the first time that's happened with Cam this year, so the Cyclones trying to protect the right arm and the health of one of their own. And Jay Speck will instead make a spot start for Brooklyn tonight. Last time Foster was scratched, Brooklyn's bullpen combined to toss a shutout. So we'll see if the bullpen can mimic that tonight. Beck, 6'9", 230, 23 years old from Tuttle, Oklahoma. Beck has been outstanding as of late for the Brooklyn Cyclones, a sub-1 ERA. When you look at his numbers over his last nine appearances, 25th outing, first start for Beck, just the seventh start of his professional career, 5-4, a 3.04 ERA, 18 hits in 26 and two-thirds innings, 28 walks, and 50 strikeouts. Frederick Benkosme will lead things off for Aberdeen in the top half of the first inning. Benkosme making his first start of the series at third base, 2-for-4 last night, hitting at 240, a homer and 35 batted in. Benkosme ready, Beck is ready. The windup, our first pitch of the night, a fastball outside at 93, and we are underway at 6:02 Eastern. A 1-0, and Beck misses down and away. It's two balls and no strikes. Beautiful day here on Coney Island. Did have some rain earlier in the afternoon, but it has all subsided. The 2-0, and Benkosme takes outside for ball three. Beck's 3-0 outside for ball four, and Benkosme gets a four-pitch walk to start the night. So one on, nobody out. Brings up the center fielder, Elio Prado. This is the first start for Beck since August the 25th of 2021 in the Florida Complex League against the Astros. It was a 6-5 Mets win that day. Elio Prado getting the start in center this night. And the first pitch he sees inside for ball one. Beck probably didn't have a whole lot of time to get himself prepared for this start. So conceivably understandable why he has struggled with his command to begin. And there's his first strike of the night. 91 mile an hour fastball. It's 1-1. Prado 0-for-3 yesterday, was hit by a pitch. Hitting at 200 with Aberdeen, a homer, 5 RBIs, and he gets plunked. Second time in as many days, Prado has been drilled. And Aberdeen with two on and nobody out in the top of the first. 12th time he has been hit this season. And an inauspicious start for Jay Speck and the Cyclones on this Saturday. Samuel Basayo will step in. Gets the start behind the plate for the second straight day. It was 1-for-4 yesterday. The right-hander delivers. And Basayo out in front of the fastball. It's 0-1. Basayo 7 for his first 38 with the Ironbirds. No homers and an RBI. Was hitting 299 with 12 long balls at single A Delmarva. The 0-1. Outside, it's even at a ball and a strike. Beautiful night, though, as we said here on Coney Island. Right now, 78 degrees, according to AccuWeather. A real feel at 83, 11-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the south. The righty's 1-1, and Basayo, a high fly ball to left, back at the track, at the wall, and all he can do is turn and watch Basayo's first high A and Aberdeen home run. The wind howling out towards left field tonight, and Basayo, with his immense strength, able to push it over the left field wall. 97.8 off the bat, 354 feet. And three batters into the game, Aberdeen takes a 3-0 lead.
And you see the American flag in straightaway center. Right now it is blowing hard towards left field. That certainly did Basayo a big favor there. That ball just kept carrying in the wind.
And I think that's why Basayo had a sly grin on his face as he was greeted by his manager and third base coach, Roberto Mercado. A loud roar heard amongst the crowd as Basayo gets greeted by his teammates after his first home run with the squad, as Tim Cesnara takes outside for ball one. And in a cruel twist of fate for Jay Speck and the Cyclones, as Cesnara takes low 2-0. As soon as that ball cleared the fence, the American flag out in center started blowing more towards home plate, then straightaway left. The 2-0, and now Cesnara in the air left-hand side. Back goes Thomas to the warning track, left to plate off the fence. Cesnara on his way to second. Throw there by Thomas is laid in offline. It's an opposite field double for Tim Cesnara. Second double of the series, his eighth overall between high A and double A. And the first four have now reached for the Orioles affiliate tonight.
Well, Justin, we know that Jace Beck is at his best when he is striking guys out. And right now he's falling behind in counts, and that's allowing these Aberdeen hitters to have an advantage right from the jump. Jace, not only at his best when he's striking guys out, but when he gets ahead in the count so he can put himself, obviously, in a position to do just that. Just not the case through these first couple batters.
Anthony Servideo will dig in. 0 for 4 yesterday, struck out twice. And the first pitch on the outside corner at 92, it's 0-1. Servideo, 3 for his first 16 with Aberdeen. No homers and an RBI. Hitting 206 overall in 74 games between three levels. The 0-1, and Servideo fouls it to the left. They count no balls and two strikes. Beck pitching for the first time since last Sunday against Jersey Shore. Went two scoreless and hitless innings, struck out three. Had tossed six consecutive scoreless appearances since July the 9th coming into today. The 0-2 from Beck. Fastball up and away. And the count 1-2. Umpiring crew here tonight behind the plate calling balls and strikes. John Tyler Shaw, Chad Westlake on the bases. The 1-2 outside, and it's even, two balls and two strikes. Nice crowd on hand. Star Wars night here on Coney Island. First 1,500 fans getting a Cyclone Star Wars jersey. Special ticket package for a Chewbacca fur cap as this one flipped into left field. Coming on is Thomas, sliding, and he makes the catch on his knees. What a job by Ryland Thomas. The wind howling in and towards the third base line. And Ryland able to reconfigure himself to catch the knuckling liner for the first out of the ballgame. Man, it's second, one out. Now the left fielder, Ryan Higgins. First start for him and left in this series. Had started in center the first four times. And he takes inside for ball one. Higgins 0 for 3 yesterday, hitting .179 in 43 games with the club. Four homers, 23 batted in. The 1-0 from Beck, and he'll lift his leg and look the runner back to second. Defensively behind Jace tonight, left to right in the outfield, Ryland Thomas, Alex Ramirez, and Stanley Consuegra. The 1-0, and Higgins pops it straight up. Regent ditches the mask onto the Maimonides Health logo. Makes the catch on the warning track for the second out.
Not as easy as it might have looked on a night like tonight where that wind howling about. Pregent had to track it down and make sure it didn't take a stark turn at the last second. And thankfully for Pregent and Brooklyn's sake, it did not. And it was an easy out number two.
Not entirely sure that is Christian Pregent out there behind the plate tonight. Trying to take a look at the face of the catcher. Looked a little bit like Drake Osborne. doing the catching tonight. I don't know if there was another last-second change there. Hard to tell with the catcher's equipment on. There are two out as Victor Ramos out to have a brief discussion with the Brooklyn right-hander. And it's second, two down for Jacob Teeter. Teeter 0 for 4 last night, struck out twice. 258 average in 40 games with Aberdeen. Three homers, 24 RBIs. First pitch, and Teeter takes a fastball outside. And the count 1-0. Teeter, 2 for 12 in the series, but has four RBIs. 1-0, and Teeter takes low. And count 2-0, Kevin Guerrero, the right fielder on deck. Aberdeen a 3-0 lead here in the top of the first. Thanks to an opposite field home run from Samuel Basayo. The 2-0, and Teeter swinging to try and join Basayo in the home run club. Comes up empty, it's two balls and a strike. Wind continuing to howl. As you hear it ricochet off our crowd mic, Teeter fouls it over the screen off the window of a suite here on the fourth level. And a nice catch by a fan on the ricochet. Even now, two balls and two strikes. Beck works from the first base side of the rubber. Cross step towards third. Here's the 2-2. And Teeter, a ground ball through the left side for a base hit. They're going to wave Cisnara around. Here comes the throw by Ryland Thomas. The tag. And they got him to end the inning. I think Cisnara talking with the home plate umpire, Shaw, saying that the catcher blocked home plate, didn't give him a path to the dish. But Ryland Thomas, an outfield assist to retire Cisnara and end the inning. Bud Aberdeen picks up three runs on three hits. And one man left on base at the end of a half. Aberdeen 3 and Brooklyn coming to bat on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the first inning, Jet Williams, Alex Ramirez, Ryan Clifford, due to lead off for Brooklyn tonight against the right-hander Juan Nunez. We'll get the ball for the Ironbirds this evening. Nunez, consensus top 30 prospect in the Orioles organization. Nunez joining Aberdeen from single-A Delmarva back on June the 20th. Nunez making his eighth appearance, fifth start with the Ironbirds. 0-2, a 4.73 ERA. Does have one save and relief, 22 hits in 26 and two-thirds innings. 19 walks and 30 strikeouts. Fastball, slider, curveball, changeup for the right-hander. Nunez listed at 5'11", 190. 22 years old from Asua in the Dominican Republic. Jet Williams, the DH tonight, will lead things off for the Cyclones. And the first pitch from Nunez poked in the air to center. Coming on is Prado, now jogging in further. And on the move makes the catch, one pitch, one out. In the bottom of the first. One down for Alex Ramirez, wearing number 23 tonight. Ramirez, two-run triple last night, was 1-for-4. Hitting at 242, six homers, 48 RBIs. His two RBIs last night past Luke Ritter for second place all time on the Cyclones all time RBI list as Alex takes a strike at 0-1. Nine behind Jose Peroza for the all time mark. The 0-1 tapped foul. It is 0-2. Defensively behind Nunez tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Ryan Higgins, Elio Prado, and Kevin Guerrero. Third to first around the infield, Frederick Bencosme, Anthony Servideo, Erison Plasencia, and Jacob Teeter. As Ramirez takes high, it's a ball and two strikes. Samuel Basayo doing the catching behind the plate. The 1-2 from Nunez. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball away at 90. First strikeout tonight for Juan. And there's two out in the first. Brings up our player of the game from last night, Ryan Clifford. Clifford reached base three times yesterday. Hit a mammoth home run in the first inning. Added an RBI single in the fifth. Also walked. Six for his first 29 with the Cyclones and fouls the first pitch behind the plate. It's 0-1. Clifford, two homers, four RBIs in the organization. In the South Atlantic League alone, hitting at 263. 18 home runs and 50 RBI. Stanley Consuegra waiting on deck. Wearing number 11 tonight, the 0-1. And Clifford takes a knee-high strike. And Nunez ahead 0-2. Looking for a tame 1-2-3 inning. The 0-2 pitch, and Clifford fouls it out of play. We'll do it again. Nunez took the loss his last start. That was against Hickory last Sunday. Gave up two runs, one earned on two hits and three and a third innings. Walked three and struck out two. As Clifford, another foul ball. Stays a two-strike count on the Brooklyn first baseman. Base is empty, two out. Cyclones trailing 3-0. The 0-2, and Clifford rolls over on one to second. Plasencia plays it to his left, and Juan Nunez has a 10-pitch, 1-2-3 first inning. Through one here on Coney Island, 3-0 Aberdeen on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Jay Speck back to the mound at top of the second inning. Brooklyn trailing 3-0. Fans Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance single-source electrical solution. 8-9-1 due up for Aberdeen in the top of the second inning. Guerrero, Plasencia, and Bencosme. Kevin Guerrero made his Ironbirds debut last night, went 0-for-3 with a strikeout. Was hitting .277 in the Complex League. Four homers, 19 RBIs. So Beck ready on the bump to start the top of the second. And now time called, as Roberto Mercado might have been a little bit late getting out to coach third base. So now we're ready to start the second, I think. And Beck's first pitch fouled back. And the count 0-1. Star Wars night here on Coney Island, thus the fun games and skits in between innings. here in Brooklyn tonight. The 0-1. And Beck hits the outside corner. It is 0-2. Brooklyn wearing powder blue-esque uniforms tonight with a stormtrooper on the front. Cyclones in black script lettering across the chest with a powder blue and grayish back shadow. Black sleeves, black numerals on the back with a white border. The 0-2. And Guerrero swings and misses for strike three. First strikeout tonight for Beck. And there's one out in the top of the second. That paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Arizona Placencia will step in. Last played on Wednesday, went 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. And pulls this foul up the third base line. It's 0-1.
And for Beck, an opportunity to sort of just wipe that slate clean after a rough top of the first inning. Just start from scratch and go out there and focus on what he can do with the rest of this outing and not worry about what's already transpired.
That's the best you can do as a pitcher, is have a short memory and put the bad things behind and leave it in the past. As Placencia takes outside, it's 1-1. Placencia 3-for-28 in 10 games with Aberdeen this year. He's batting .256 in the lion's share of his contests, 30 games at Single-A Delmarva. He's played at all four full-season levels in the organization this season. 1-1. And there's a knee-high strike. It's 1-2. Lights on here at the stadium. No real effect just yet. Mix of clouds and powder blue sky hanging up above. The 1-2. And a swing and a miss. Ball pops out of the glove of the catcher. Picked up along the third base side low. Throw dug out on the forehand by Clifford to complete the strikeout. And there are two out in the second. Another paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Two out. Back to the top of the order in Frederick Benkosme. And Cosme walked his first time, came around to score on the Basayo home run. The righty fires. Basayo, rather, Cosme shows punt, pulls back, and takes a strike at 0-1. Windy night here on Coney Island. And Cosme has had a good season against Brooklyn. Had two of the team's three hits last night, hitting .283 against the Cyclones in 13 games. The 0-1. Outside, it's even at a ball and a strike. Benkosme, Orioles number 24 prospect according to MLB.com. Guy, the Orioles found that was overlooked by a lot of teams. As Benkosme takes a strike, it's 1-2. As you see the patrons at Luna Park enjoying the twists and turns of the Thunderbolt roller coaster. 1-2, and Benkosme foul tip into the glove of Pregent for strike three. So Jace Beck, a big bounce back inning, strikes out the side in order on a grand total of 11 pitches. Through 1.5, 3-0 Aberdeen on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Hey Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the second inning, Brooklyn trailing Aberdeen 3-0. Stanley Consuegra, Jacob Reimer, William Lugo. If anyone reaches, DeAndre Smith. Due up here in the bottom of the second inning. Brooklyn trailing. Stanley Consuegra head off last night. And he takes the first pitch from Nunez for a called strike one. Consuegra 0-3 on Thursday night. 1-10 in the series is one hit. A two-run home run on Tuesday. Consuegra hitting at 235. Team best 14 homers, 41 RBIs. The 0-1. And Consuegra pops it up off the end of the bat. First base way. Teeter and Basayo don't have enough room. And the count 0-2 on Stanley.
Neither one of them showed a great deal of urgency to try to get to that baseball. Would have been a tough play regardless as it landed sort of right in front of the guardrail in front of the Brooklyn dugout. But not sure if they thought it was going to land in the seats and then didn't or whatnot.
The 0-2 pitch. And Consuegra takes a called strike three. Got him on the breaking ball. Fooled him. Tried to pull the trigger late but couldn't. And Nunez has his second strikeout. One out in the second.
It's been really impressive so far. Four up, four down, two punch outs. Sitting down, Jet Williams, Alex Ramirez, Ryan Clifford, and Stanley Consuegra consecutively is not as easy as it might sound.
Jacob Reimer 0-3 with a walk yesterday. And he takes a called strike one. Reimer 5 for his first 32 with Brooklyn. A homer, 3 RBIs. Overall hitting 270. 8 long balls and 87 games between 3 levels in the organization. As Reimer takes low, it's even at a ball and a strike. Nunez acquired by the Orioles at the deadline last year. As the pitch outside, it's 2-1, a trade that has really broke the Orioles' way. Was a 5-player deal that saw the Orioles trade Jorge Lopez to the Twins. As Reimer takes inside for ball three, Sandy taking photos with the fans in the suites tonight. But it was Jorge Lopez and Cash to Minnesota. Yennie Cano, who was an all-star this year. And Reimer takes a called strike. It's 3-2. Cade Povich, who has become one of the Orioles' top pitching prospects. Left-hander Juan Rojas and the aforementioned Nunez. They came back over to the Charm City. The payoff pitch in the dirt, ball four. And Reimer is Brooklyn's first base runner tonight.
Yeah, there was a time earlier in the year when Cano's numbers were so darn good that there was a narrative saying he might start to see some save chances over Felix Bautista. And obviously, Bautista's gone on to have the season that he has, and Cano's year has taken a little bit of a turn for the worse, but still putting together a really impressive season out of the Baltimore bullpen.
Reimer leads off first, and William Lugo swings the first pitch, can't hit it. And the count 0-1. Lugo, 1-for-4 last night, 4-for-13 in the series. The 0-1, and Lugo swings through the off-speed at 87. It's 0-2. Lugo hitting at 215, 11 homers, 37 RBIs. Well, Baseball America ranked the players that were traded at the deadline. They actually had Nunez ranked ahead of Cano. As Lugo takes low, 1-2, and Cano, a Major League All-Star this year, representing the American League. Guys ahead of Nunez and Cano. Guys most fans probably don't recognize the name. C.J. Alexander in the Royals organization, Corey Rozier in the Red Sox system as this hammered out to left center field. Back into his right, Prado. He's got space with the wind blowing in now. And he puts it away for the second out. Moises Brito of the Dodgers, a pitcher, and Raynel Espinal of the Cubs. Nunez now a top 30 prospect in the Orioles system. And Cano, a big league all-star. Base is empty, or rather one on, two out, excuse me, for DeAndre Smith. And he takes outside for ball one. Roddy deals. And Smith takes high. And the count, two balls and no strikes. DeAndre, 0 for 4 last night, inning at 220. A homer, seven runs batted in. Brooklyn down by three, the 2-0. And Smith takes a called strike. It's 2-1. Christian Pregent, the catcher on deck, is indeed Pregent behind the plate tonight for Brooklyn. The 2-1. And Smith takes low. It's three balls and a strike. Aberdeen wearing the powder blues again. Iron birds in white script lettering across the chest. White numerals front and back with an orange border. The 3-1. High ball four. And Nunez has allowed his second walk of the inning. So a free pass to Reimer, a free pass to Smith. And the Cyclones with two on and two out. For the catcher, Christian Pregent. Pregent, 1 for 3 with a walk. And a run scored in his Brooklyn debut. That was on Wednesday afternoon. Pregent played four games at single-A St. Lucie before joining Brooklyn. 3 for 16 to start his professional career with a home run and an RBI. Pregent, the Mets' 10th-round pick a month ago out of Stetson University in DeLand, Florida, joined Brooklyn on the first of the month, August the 1st, that was on Tuesday. As that pitch high, the count 1-0. I should say August the 8th was the day that Pregent joined the team. Hit 315 at Stetson with 12 homers and 46 RBIs this spring. The 1-0, and Pregent a high pop. First base side, Teeter gives a look. This will end up in the seats. It's even at 1-1. Gray pants. Nunez has him pulled up just below the knees. Tall black socks for Nunez. White cleats buried into the stadium mound. Royal blue cap. Blue bill with the orange script A logo. And the silver and iron bird through the middle. Two on, two out. The 1-1. And Pregent swings and misses. They throw behind Smith at first, not in time. A good back pick there from Basayo. And Smith just barely able to get under the tag from Teeter. Rylan Thomas, the left fielder on deck. Right-hander up in Brooklyn's bullpen. A 1-2. And Pregent swings and misses for strike three. And Pregent didn't realize the ball got away from Basayo. And Pregent is out. Side retired. Third strikeout tonight for Juan Nunez. Brooklyn picks up a pair of base runners but can't push anyone across. No runs, no hits. Two men left on walks after two. 3-0 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Yeah. This pitching change driven by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. On is the right-hander Luis Motas. His first appearance in the series, 6'2", 203. 22 years old from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. Will turn 23 next month. Final line for Jay Speck, two innings. Three runs all earned on three hits, a walk, and three strikeouts. And as Elio Prado leads off the third, taking over the play-by-play is Johnny Gadamowicz. Johnny?
Thanks so much, Justin. First pitch. Fastball misses inside to the righty batter Elio Prado, and it's 1-0. So Chase Beck's day is done. He was the opener for Brooklyn today in a spot start after Cameron Foster could not go. 1-0. Misses high, and it's two balls and no strikes to Elio Prado. Prado was hit by a pitch and later came home to score when Samuel Basayo, right after him, hit a three-run blast. 2-0. Misses upstairs yet again, and it's three balls and no strikes. That three-run home run off the bat of Basayo, responsible for the only runs we've seen tonight. It's Aberdeen 3, Brooklyn nothing here in the top of the third. Pitch, get me over fastball for a strike, over the heart of the zone. And a 3-1 hitter's count for the righty hitting Prado. So Montas on what has become a bullpen day for Brooklyn. The 3-1 misses inside, ball four. So Luis Montas puts the first batter of the evening that he faces on base. And Aberdeen perhaps in business yet again. The way that first inning started, it was a walk, a hit by pitch, then the home run. So far in the third, a walk to start the frame. Nobody out for Basayo. The aforementioned Basayo, who left the ballpark. First pitch to him. Swinging a sharp line drive right field. It's down for a base hit. Rolls all the way to the base of the right field foul pole. Prado at third. He gets the stop sign there. And standing in at second base is Samuel Basayo with a double. His second extra base hit of the evening. And Aberdeen is indeed in business. Runners on second and third with nobody out.
111 miles an hour off the bat on that two-base hit by Basayo.
He squared it up. Just sent a laser down that right field line. And now Tim Susnara on to try to make sure all this doesn't go to waste. 3-0 Ironbird, second and third, nobody out. And time called. It looks like a balk against Montas. So both runners will advance 90 feet and a run home to score. Prado touches home. That's the second run he scored today. Basayo up to third. And Luis Montas' outing couldn't have gotten off to much worse of a start thus far. So 4-0, runner on third. Infield in. First pitch. Tapper on the right side. It's foul. And it's 0-1. Yeah, the home plate umpire JT Shaw held both hands up in the air to stop Montas from delivering and pointed the runner Prado, signaled him to come home. Montas from the stretch, 0-1. Misses outside in the righty batter's box to the lefty hitting Susnara. And it's 1-1. Aberdeen four runs on four hits. Brooklyn doesn't have a base hit yet tonight. Infield remains in with a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Over the top of a breaking ball. And Montas ahead on the DH. Susnara, 1-2. Brooklyn defensively left to right in the infield. Reimer, Lugo, Smith, and Clifford. All four of them approaching the grass on the infield. None of them quite on it, though, fully. 1-2. Misses inside, and it hit the ankle of Susnara. He's awarded first. That will keep the runner Basayo at third. I think Basayo wanted that to be just a wild pitch, but it did graze the ankle of Susnara. So Basayo will need to wait a little longer before he could potentially score. Puts men on the corners with nobody out for Anthony Servideo. That's the second Aberdeen batter that's been plunked so far tonight. Happened to Elio Prado back in the first. So a walk, a double, and a hit by pitch. Infield moves back. First pitch. Misses away. Ball one. 92 on the gun that time from the right-hander Montas. Numbers on the year for Luis, all told through three levels, 12 games, a 1.76 ERA. 1-0. Swing and a miss. couldn't catch up to the heater, and it is 1-1 to Servideo. With Brooklyn, this is his sixth appearance. The ERA a tick over 4.05 to be exact. 6 2/3 innings of work, 7 strikeouts, no walks, at least entering tonight. He did walk Prado to start the frame. 1-1. Called strike, hits the outside corner with the heater, and it is 1-2. Middle infield playing double play depth. Brooklyn in all likelihood willing to trade a run for 2 outs. They trail 4-0 here in the top of the third. Already 1 home for the Ironbirds. The 1-2 misses in the dirt. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Windy night here on this Saturday evening. It's been howling all night long so far. And perhaps had some impact on that Samuel Basayo 3-run blast out to left earlier. The American flag continuing to unfurl towards left field. Aggressively, 2-2. Misses inside. And Servideo works the count full. But as per usual, a busy Saturday night in the heat of the summer here on Coney Island. You can hear the music blaring in from the boardwalk. Montas tosses the ball towards the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side in favor of a new one.
Yeah, can't go to the mouth with your hand while standing on the rubber. So JT Shaw telling Montas to toss that ball away and gave him a new one.
So he regathers before a payoff upcoming. Runner goes for second. Here's the pitch. It misses inside, and it hit the batter. 2 straight hit-by-pitches issued by Montas. It got Servideo in the ankle. He tried to hopscotch over it but could not. So he'll wear that as he makes his way down to first base. That loads the bases. Still nobody out here in the top of the third. Basayo on third, Susnara on second, and Servideo on first.
Yeah, Brooklyn's already plunked 3 batters in less than 3 full innings tonight.
So as you might expect, pitching coach Victor Ramos out of the dugout to have a word.
And Benito Garcia up in the bullpen.
Well, you got the sense that things took a turn for the worse. Brooklyn was operating from a bit of a disadvantage before this game even started. Cameron Foster was supposed to be the pitcher tonight for Brooklyn, a true starting pitcher. But he could not go. And as a result, Jace Beck on as the opener. He lasted only 2 innings, surrendered 3 runs. And Montas, since coming on, has been shaky, to put it lightly. Oddly enough, you mentioned it earlier, Justin, the last time Cam Foster was a late scratch. On a bullpen day, Brooklyn proceeded to throw a shutout. But far from the case here as the Cyclones trail 4-0 in the top of the third. Still nobody out in this frame, and the bases loaded. Montas toes the slab, but a balk called yet again. He's got both palms to the sky. He can't believe it.
I think it was another situation where Montas went to his mouth while standing on the rubber.
And Chris Newell, the Brooklyn skipper, out of the first base dugout to have a word with JT Shaw, who has been far from Luis Montas' best friend tonight. But a run home to score. It is 5-0 Aberdeen as Samuel Basayo scores for the second time tonight, and now there's men on second and third.
Yeah, that I imagine is what the call was, because it was a brief conversation between Shaw and Newell.
Chris didn't put up much of a fight. First pitch, check swing. He went around for strike one. So the batter now is Ryan Higgins. Right-handed hitting left fielder, 0-for-1. Popped up to the catcher his first time up.
Yeah, you get one of free pass with that. That was what happened when Montas tossed the ball to the first base dugout. Next time you do it, it's a balk, and it's exactly what happened. Aberdeen 2 runs this inning on balks.
And Louise still yet to record an out. 0-1. Check swing, and he went around for a second straight time, did Higgins. Falls behind, 0-2. Looked like he wanted to hold, but just had the momentum going around a bit too much. So now has to get defensive here, behind 0-2. 2 in scoring position, and the Brooklyn infield in, as if the play is to home. 0-2. Higgins fouls it straight back, and will do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yeah, so a walk, a double, then back-to-back hit by pitches. And 2 runs home on balks. How about that for a half inning so far? But Aberdeen will take it. Two runs across, they count all the same. 0-2. Higgins takes downstairs in the dirt. Nice job by Pregent to keep it in front of him, the Brooklyn catcher. It's one ball and two strikes. Lights on here at Maimonides Park. Active boardwalk, active beach. Luna Park rides in full swing on this Saturday night, Star Wars night. Montas kicks and deals. Swing and a miss, strike three. A breaking ball about 2 feet outside. Higgins was golfing for it. And Luis Montas has finally registered his first out of the frame.
Yeah, a couple of Saturdays ago, it was Christmas in July. Felt like it was a little bit of Hanukkah in July with that, as Higgins nearly spun himself into the ground like a dreidel.
A painting the corner strikeout for Montas, brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Be sure to pay him a visit in Brooklyn or the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. So a big first out for Montas. We'll see if that gets him going in the right direction. Jacob Teeter next. First pitch. Fastball, called strike. It's nothing and one. Teeter, a lefty swinging first baseman, singled his first time up. Montas ahead on him, nothing and one, with runners on second and third and one gone. Foul tip, and it's nothing and two. Teeter this season at 258, was 0 for 4 yesterday with a pair of strikeouts. Two strikeouts that he was not really a fan of whatsoever, saying he went around on appeal. And he disagreed with the umpiring crew. 0-2. Hit hard to Smith at second. He makes the catch, throws to third to double him up, and he does. Nice play by DeAndre Smith at second base to make the catch on the line drive and relay a laser over to Reimer at third to catch Zeus Nara. But Aberdeen does score two more in the frame on two balks, no less. It is 5-0 Ironbirds through 2.5 on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We go to the bottom of the third in Brooklyn. The Aberdeen Ironbirds, a 5-0 lead on top of the home Cyclones. With Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. Cyclones don't have a hit yet tonight. Juan Nunez, the right-handed starter for the Ironbirds, has permitted no base hits and just two walks through two innings. He gets 9-1-2 to begin this bottom of the third. Ryland Thomas, Jet Williams, then Alex Ramirez. First Thomas out of the nine spot, acting as that second leadoff man, the speedster. 1-for-3 yesterday with a strikeout. Righty arm on lefty bat. Nunez out of the full wind. It's a short one, though. First pitch. Starts him out with a fastball that misses away, and it's 1-0. Thomas a closed stance in that lefty batter's box. 1-0 to him. And Ryland takes downstairs for ball two. Aberdeen three runs in the first on a three-run homer from Samuel Basayo. Then two more in the third, thanks to not one, but two run-scoring balks. 2-0. Misses just a hair away. Three straight fastballs from Nunez, all of which have missed. And it's 3-0 to Ryland Thomas. Ryland doesn't generally swing at pitches out of the strike zone. 3-0. Misses inside. Ball four. So Brooklyn in business here to start the bottom of the third. A four-pitch walk issued to the very fast Ryland Thomas. So would do Nunez some favors to pay him some mind on the base paths. Back to the top we go for Jett Williams, the DH tonight. Williams 0 for 1. Popped up to center his first time through. First baseman Teeter holding Thomas on the pitch. Williams takes a strike. It's nothing and one. Brooklyn 25 and 15 in the second half. A three-game cushion for first place in the North Division of the South Atlantic League. Nunez from the stretch, a one. Williams, line drive center field. That drops for a base hit. In front of the left fielder, Higgins, who plays it off a hop and relays in. Thomas up to second. Jett Williams has his first hit of the night. And Brooklyn has men on first and second with nobody out for Alex Ramirez.
And Jett had a 10-game on-base streak snapped last night. Starts a new one today.
A true hitter's mindset.
And the first hit of the game for Brooklyn.
Now Alex Ramirez, two on, none gone. Big hole on the right side for him. First pitch, Ramirez pulls it to left field, and Higgins slides to make the catch. A nice effort by Higgins and left to track it down and drop to a knee as he slid in to catch the baseball. Both runners stay put, but a very loud out number one off the barrel of Aram. So two on and one away for Ryan Clifford now. Clifford 0 for 1 tonight. Grounded out to second his first time up. Left the ballpark yesterday on a 2 for 3 day. Righty arm on lefty bat. The pitch. Clifford takes low and away. It's 1-0. But Ryan, ever since coming over from the Astros organization, has been a staple in the middle of this Brooklyn lineup. The batting average only at 207. But a small sample size. And two home runs during that span as well. 1-0. Clifford takes downstairs. Two balls and no strikes. But rightfully so. So many Met fans excited about Clifford and the potential that he has. 20 home runs on the 2023 campaign so far. Rests the bat off of his left shoulder. A bright red bat at that. 1-1 upcoming. Nunez deals. Clifford takes away. And it's two balls and a strike. Thomas on second. Williams behind him on first. It's Aberdeen 5 and Brooklyn nothing. Quick chat on the mound between Nunez, the righty, Basayo, the catcher, and Ben Cosme, the third baseman.
Red batter or red lightsaber in the hands of Ryan Clifford in the lefty batter's box.
Doing his best Darth Vader impression. See if anyone steps up there with a purple bat. That was a Mace Windu impression. Star Wars night here at the ballpark. Plenty of fun contests and skits taking place. Pre-game, post-game, between innings, what have you. We had a lightsaber duel before we got underway. 2-1. Clifford takes a breaking ball low. It was a called strike, though. Pardon me. And it is two balls and two strikes. Just clipped the bottom of the zone. So now Clifford needs to protect here. 2-2. Two on, one gone, 5-0 Ironbirds. Nunez a stare back towards second, checking on Thomas, 2-2. Misses down and away, and Clifford works the count to three balls and two strikes. Ryland Thomas walked to lead off the frame, then a Jett Williams single, followed by a sharp line out off the bat of Alex Ramirez to left field. Brooklyn trying to score its first runs of the night. And a 3-2 upcoming to the big lefty bat, Clifford. Pitch, swinging a line drive, right center field. It's deep, back towards the wall, and it one hops the fence. Thomas is in to score. Williams behind him gets the wave, and Clifford is in at second safely with a two-run double. Ryan Clifford continues to produce on Coney Island, and the Cyclones are on the board. It's 5-2 here in the third. That double brought to you by TD Bank, their double up credit card offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. And Clifford barreled up every bit of that baseball.
And prove how hard it is to hit it out to that part of the ballpark. 111 miles an hour off the bat, 420 feet, and has to settle for a double.
Now Stanley Consuegra only one away, and Clifford off of second. First pitch, Consuegra hits it off the end of the bat. Foul. It's 0-1. I thought for sure it was going to be the second straight night that Ryan Clifford took one right over Big Bird's head in right center field.
He obliterated it.
0-1 to Consuegra. Nunez bears down and delivers. Misses low and outside. One ball and one strike. So the Brooklyn offense with some life here in the third after Aberdeen pounced on an early 5-0 lead. Cyclones remaining resilient. They've put up two already here in the frame with only one gone and a man in scoring position. 1-1 to Consuegra, and Stanley hits a line drive caught by the second baseman Plasencia as he ranged back onto the outfield grass. Hung up there just long enough for Plasencia to range back and make the play. So two gone now for Jacob Reimer. Clifford still standing off of second base. Reimer a walk his first time up after an 0-for-3 day with a walk right here a night ago. Nunez still out of the stretch with the man on. First pitch. Reimer takes outside for ball one. 94 on the radar gun that time from Nunez. Aberdeen 5, Brooklyn 2 here in the home third. Righty arm on righty bat. Reimer really gets down in his stance. Low to the ground. 1-0. Checks his swing and did not go. So two balls and no strikes to the righty hitting third baseman. Reimer's been an everyday player since getting called up to Brooklyn from the low A St. Lucie level when he and Jet Williams joined the team. A couple of exciting new bats in this Cyclone lineup. 2-0, and Reimer hits it over the middle of the infield. Second baseman Plasencia on a backhand. Throw to first in time on a nice pick by Teeter at first base. Reimer tried to sneak it through the middle of the infield, but instead out number three to retire the side. But Brooklyn scores twice on a two-run double from Ryan Clifford. It is Aberdeen 5 and the Cyclones 2 on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Step right up and greet the Mets this summer at Maimonides Park. Mets legends Bartolo Colon, Mookie Wilson, and recently inducted Mets Hall of Famer Howard Johnson will be coming to Coney Island during the month of July with special autograph and limited edition bobblehead packages available. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/meet the Mets.
This pitching change driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. On is the right-hander Benito Garcia, 6 feet tall, 165 pounds, 23 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Takes over for Luis Montas, who had a bumpy third inning. Gave up two runs, both earned on one hit in an inning. A walk and a strikeout, 24 pitches, 13 strikes. Garcia will get 8-9-1 for Aberdeen in the fourth.
We go to the top of the fourth. It is Aberdeen 5 and Brooklyn 2 here on the Cyclone Radio Network, the Bally Live app. Benito Garcia on, already the third Brooklyn pitcher of the day as we enter inning number four. His first pitch, a fastball hit in the air to straightaway center field, taking Ramirez in. And the wind drops it down right in front of him. It just kept dropping more and more quickly. Ramirez initially didn't have a great sense of urgency on it. And then by the time he realized that he wasn't in the vicinity of that baseball, it was too late. So a leadoff single for Kevin Guerrero. And the Ironbirds with a man on here and nobody out to begin the fourth inning.
First high A base hit in the career of Guerrero. A little bit wind aided. But it all counts the same in the box score.
And now Ramirez remains very shallow in center field. First pitch, wave and a miss. He fooled the nine batter, Erison Plasencia, and it's nothing and one.
I mean, it's not a bad idea. The American flag in center blowing right at us from straightaway center.
Garcia out of the stretch with the runner Guerrero off of first. Via one. Called strike. It's nothing and two. So Ramirez, a combination of the wind and perhaps maybe not a ton of respect for the bottom of this Aberdeen lineup, particularly after Guerrero just flared one into shallow center. Not expecting Plasencia to do much more. Garcia ahead, 0-2, pitch, runner goes, and it's fouled away, right-hand side out of play. Sure, Benito Garcia would love a ground ball here and try to negate that single off the bat of Guerrero. It is Aberdeen 5 and Brooklyn 2. Iron Birds with 3 in the first, 2 more in the third. Cyclones countering with 2 in the bottom of the third. Garcia's 0-2. Misses downstairs, and it's 1-2. Benito's got an interesting setup out of the stretch with the runner on. He sort of rears that head back all the way around his body to peek over at the runner at first base, almost like an owl twisting his head around 180 degrees. Now 1-2. Slow chopper on the left side. Shortstop throws over to first in time for out number one. Lugo played it off of a hop and didn't try to rush a double play. Instead, just got the sure thing. So Guerrero up to second in the process, and a man in scoring position with one away as we go back to the top for Frederick Benkosme. Benkosme today, a strikeout, a walk, and a run scored. On now with Guerrero in scoring position and time called. Mix of sunlight and shadow over the turf field below right now. Most of the left side of the field bathed in sunlight. Not the case on the right, though. With the lights on, first pitch. Swinging a fly ball out to right field, ranging over his Consuegra. He gets there to make the catch and keep the runner Guerrero put at second base. So after the leadoff single from Guerrero, with a bit of an asterisk, thanks to the wind, Benito Garcia sits down the next two batters, Plasencia and Benkosme respectively. And now he gets Elio Prado. Garcia set at his belt, sort of angled toward left field. First pitch in there for a strike. It's nothing and one. He uses his frame to a point where that front foot is pointing towards left field. A one. Drops just a bit below the zone for ball one, and it's 1-1. Guerrero off of second base. Second baseman Smith holding him on. 1-1 the count with two away. Garcia out of the stretch. 1-1 pitch. Fly ball, right center field. Chasing Consuegra back. It pops in and out of his glove. And a run in to score. Stanley relays in, moving up to second. Going hard the whole time was Elio Prado. So that pays off. And a run in to score as Guerrero touches home. And that extends Aberdeen's lead to 6-2. It was a nice job by Stanley to get there in time, but just couldn't see the catch all the way through, and an E9 issued against him. So with Brooklyn down 3 already, that's not going to help the cause. Aberdeen has scored now in 3 of the 4 frames so far tonight. Now Samuel Basayo next, the man who's had the loudest base hit of the evening. First pitch misses high and tight. He had to lean back out of the way of that 93-mile-an-hour heater. Basayo a 3-run jack back in the first. After Aberdeen started the game with a walk, a hit by pitch, and a homer. Garcia behind 1-0. Continues to labor out there here in the fourth. Pitch misses downstairs. And it's two balls and no strikes. Fans hope you can join us tomorrow as we wrap up this six-game set. A day game between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. A 2 o'clock first pitch as the Cyclones and Ironbirds will go to battle. Robert Colina and Daniel Lloyd, the listed probables for the Mets and O's High A affiliates respectively. 2-0 fouled away, and it's 2-1. But then the Cyclones will remain home after the league-wide Monday off day and welcome the Hudson Valley Renegades to town for the second time in the regular season. Hudson Valley, an exciting walk-off victory in 12 frames last night against Jersey Shore. 2-1, fouled back yet again, and it's 2-2. That was a crazy game, too. Renegades and Blue Claws took turns taking the lead and missed opportunities in extra innings, and it all amounted to a walk-off home run for Hudson Valley in the 12th.
You see the celebration from Alexander Vargas on that walk-off home run?
I did. No, was it anything out of the ordinary?
He did not leave the batter's box until the ball cleared the fence and quite literally walked all the way up the first base line and did not get into a jog until he touched first.
2-2 pitches fouled away on the first base side, just in front of the Brooklyn dugout. We'll do it again at 2-2. I guess when you hit a walk-off home run, you can proceed however you'd like. After all, you're the hero of the game at that point. 2-2 upcoming. Garcia deals. Tapped on the right side, collected by the first baseman Clifford. Keeps it himself. Plants his right foot on the bag to retire the side. But not before Aberdeen scores one more on an E9. Kevin Guerrero home to score the sixth Ironbird run of the day. It's 6-2 Aberdeen at the end of 3.5 on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez, mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican República, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
We go to the bottom of the fourth. Cyclone bats with some work to do. It is Aberdeen 6 and Brooklyn 2. Clones will send 6, 7, and 8. William Lugo, DeAndre Smith, then Christian Pregent up to bat here in the home half. Alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. Brooklyn trying to make it back-to-back victories after a 5-0 shutout last night. Two nights ago, Aberdeen shut out Brooklyn. So the Cyclones handing the Ironbirds a dish that served cold on Friday night here yesterday. But Aberdeen in the driver's seat so far. First pitch at the bottom of the fourth is a breaking ball that tucks itself in the outside corner, or inside corner, should say, for a called strike. It's nothing and one to William Lugo. Lugo takes an 0-1 offering on the outer half for a called strike. It's nothing and two. Juan Nunez working very quickly on the bump for Aberdeen. Right back to work. Here's an 0-2. Swinging a line drive, left center field, dropping quickly, and it's in for a base hit. The left fielder Higgins dropped to an E, but couldn't make the catch. It fell just in front of him. So William Lugo begins the bottom of the fourth with a single. And for the second straight inning, Brooklyn has a man on to start the frame. Now DeAndre Smith. The runner on first and nobody out. Brooklyn down 6-2 here in the home fourth. Smith walked his first time up, first pitch. Fastball sits up and away. And it's one ball and no strikes to DeAndre. Smith, one of two former USC Trojans in the lineup tonight. Ryland Thomas in the hole, 1-0. Smith skies it to center. Prado in. He's got room, makes the catch for out number one. So a nice bounce-back effort from Nunez after surrendering the leadoff single by Lugo. And now one on and one gone for the catcher, Christian Preachin. Preachin playing in just his second game with the Cyclones. Was 1-for-3 back on Wednesday in his High A debut. Righty arm on righty bat. The catcher stands towards the back of that righty batter's box. Pitch. Preachin swings and misses. And a big hack at an 82-mile-an-hour change. And it's 0-1. Preachin has not played since that Wednesday debut. It was exclusively Drake Osborne handling catching duties over the last two nights. 0-1. Preachin takes a strike over the heart of the zone, and it's nothing in two. Drake Osborne did leave the ballpark yesterday for his ninth home run of the season. But oddly enough, not in the lineup tonight. That's not the first time either that Drake has hit a home run and not been in the lineup the next day. But Preachin seeing some action. 0-2. Skies it out to right field. Playable for Guerrero. He's in and makes the catch for out number two. And, of course, earlier in the year, Osborne served more of that backup catcher role when Kevin Parada was healthy. But you'd figure, Justin, with him getting elevated to handling primary catcher duties on a day like today, not a day game after a night game, and he's got a hot bat right now. He's torn the cover off the ball against Aberdeen. I was a little surprised to see him not in there tonight. First pitch to Ryland Thomas. Drops in for a strike. It's nothing and one.
And potentially another Joey Lucchese rehab start tomorrow. So maybe trying to set up Osborne to catch the big leaguer tomorrow with the day game after the night game on Sunday.
Thomas goes the other way. Over the glove of the third baseman, Ben Cosme. And down and left for a base hit. Ryland Thomas on base for the second time tonight. And Brooklyn has runners on first and second with two gone as we go back to the top for Jet Williams. That's a good point. Lucchese perhaps going tomorrow for Brooklyn. Not a bad idea whatsoever to have Osborne in line to catch the big leaguer. Now Jet Williams, 1-for-2 today, scored a run. First pitch, Williams takes just a bit away. It's 1-0. Jet 1-for-2. Singled and later scored in the third after a flyout in the first. Lugo on second, Thomas behind him on first. Each runner a healthy-sized lead. Brooklyn down 6-2 here in the fourth. Two away and a 1-0 pitch upcoming. He deals and it misses up and outside for ball two. Williams has been lauded for his plate discipline, particularly for someone as young as he is. Wags the bat off his right shoulder. The 2-0. And yet again, Jet takes outside. Both runners stay put. Basayo didn't haul it in cleanly. And even lost the baseball for a moment's notice. Didn't know where it was. But a quick recovery keeps both runners put. But it's been impressive to see firsthand just how willing Williams is to wait for the pitch that he likes. ...3-0 on the way. And Jet takes a strike on the inside corner. It's 3-1. Especially for someone you figure, okay, just received the promotion. A former first-round draft pick. Obviously a lot of hype. Sure, he want to come up here and make a name for himself quickly at the high A level. But not over-aggressive, and that's been key. 3-1. He ducks out of the way on a pitch inside for ball four. So Brooklyn loads the bases as Lugo up to third. Thomas behind him on second. And Williams now will occupy first as the Cyclones bring the tying run to the plate for Alex Ramirez. A visit on the mound as Nunez is in a bit of a pickle here. Nunez so far has been pretty solid. Only four hits surrendered on the night, two runs. A two-run double off the bat of Ryan Clifford, who looms large on deck right now. No crazy action brewing in the Aberdeen bullpen. In fact, doesn't look like any action whatsoever. Maybe a couple of guys starting to stretch, but nothing more than that.
The 65 pitches for Nunez tonight, his most since July the 8th, through 79 against Greensboro. 79 pitches is high watermark of the season, so wouldn't expect Nunez to go much longer, albeit not a whole lot brewing, as you said, in the bullpen and left, Johnny.
Well, here's Alex Ramirez up in a big spot. And if there's anyone who could really use a big base hit, Alex would be that guy. He's just 3 for his last 28. Did collect a pair of RBI yesterday, though. Trying to keep things going in the right direction. 6-2 Aberdeen, bases loaded and 2 gone. First pitch, Ramirez swings and misses. He wanted to hit that ball out to Breezy Point, but instead it's nothing and 1. Nunez ahead, 0-1. And Alex calls for time. Lugo on third, Thomas on second, and Williams on first. 2 hits and a walk in the frame for Brooklyn, but they'd love one more here. Down by 4 in the bottom of the fourth. Nunez ahead, 0-1, working out of the stretch. 0-1. Ramirez takes Sloan away for ball 1. Wind continuing to blow in towards left field. And a 1-1 upcoming to Ramirez. Here's the pitch. Hits it foul, right-hand side, into the parking lot. And Alex behind, 1-2. Should things continue, Ryan Clifford would be next. Already a 2-run double on the night for Clifford. Alex today, 0-2. Struck out in the first and lined out to left in the third. 1-2. Ramirez takes inside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Those 2 RBIs last night for Alex, number 47 and 48 on the campaign, a team-leading mark. Up in a big spot here, his team down by 4. He represents the tying run. 2 gone, 2-2, bases juiced. Pitch, Ramirez swings and misses for strike 3 and chucks the bat to the ground. Well, a pitch that was about 2 feet outside, but Alex could not lay off, and Brooklyn strands 3 in the fourth. We've played 4. It is Aberdeen 6 and Brooklyn 2 on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We move to inning number 5 here on Coney Island. It's been all Ironbirds so far, a 6-2 lead for Aberdeen as we enter the fifth, and Benito Garcia back out for another inning of work here on this bullpen day for the Cyclones. Garcia set to toss his second full frame, and he gets the heart of this Aberdeen order, 4-5-6, Susnara, Servideo, and Higgins. And with the play-by-play, as... is that, who is that? Kylo Ren? I don't know. Some Sith Lord makes his way back to the left-hand side out of play. Here's Justin Rock.
Thank you so much, Johnny. No word whether or not Darth Maul will get an at-bat or an inning on the bump tonight. Tim Cisnara Anthony Servideo, Ryan Higgins, the 3-2 up in the fifth inning. Brooklyn trailing by four, and Cisnara fouls the first pitch, trying to take out our camera operator, Juan, in the first base dugout. Quick reflexes for Juan, able to get out of the way in that nifty Puerto Rico polo tonight. Cisnara been hit by a pitch and doubled. The 0-1 out in front. And Garcia ahead, no balls and two strikes. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Garcia sets at the waist. Now the 0-2. And Cisnara out in front for strike three. First strikeout tonight for Benito Garcia. And there's one away in the top of the fifth inning. That pain in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for liability, convenience, and satisfaction. Base is empty, one out for Anthony Servideo. Fly ball to left, also been plunked tonight. Righty's first pitch. A strike at the knees in the count 0-1. But Yoander Suarez became the fifth different Cyclone pitcher last night to strike out 10 or more in a single game this year. Only one other instance in franchise history as Servideo fouls it away. It's 0-2. Only one other time in 2013 did Brooklyn have five separate pitchers strike out 10 or more in a single game during the season. Our question tonight, can you name any of those five pitchers? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know the answer. The 0-2, a little bit high. 1-2 on Servideo. Aberdeen, 6 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They have left 3. Brooklyn, 2 runs, 4 hits, an error. They have stranded 6. The righty is 1-2, and Servideo hits it in the air to center. Back into his left, Ramirez, but he's got it squared away. Makes the two-handed grab for the second out of the fifth. Now the left fielder, Ryan Higgins, has flied out tonight. Pop up to the catcher and a strikeout. He's 0 for 2. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. South Atlantic League on this Saturday night. First pitch from Garcia. And Higgins takes the slider low. It's 1-0. Take a look at some of them from the South Atlantic League and the Mets organization tonight. Sally League, couple of games already been impacted by rain. Asheville and Hickory rained out tonight. This foul to the right and into the first base dugout. It's 1-1. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow in North Carolina starting at 1:05. Greenville and Greensboro also in a delayed start due to rain. Angel Bastardo against Thomas Harrington if and when that game gets underway. The 1-1, and Higgins can't connect. Offering down, it's a ball and two strikes. Hudson Valley and Jersey Shore also in a weather delay right now. That game in the top of the second inning, Renegades a 4-3 lead. Leandro Pineda, a 3-run home run for the Blue Claws, his 9th. Christian McGowan against Leonardo Pestana. We'll see if either of those guys come back out. Game expected to resume at 7:30. The 1-2 pitch in the dirt. And the count even. 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 3 different games in the league impacted by weather tonight. Bottom of the 7th, Rome leading Winston-Salem 3-0. 2 different Brave pitchers are combining on a 1-hitter so far. The 2-2. Higgins a ground ball over the mound. Charging in second baseman Smith. Sidearm throw to first. Dropping to a knee to field it is Clifford. And the side retired. 1-2-3 goes Aberdeen in the fifth inning. Benito Garcia needs just 12 pitches to retire the side in order. Halfway home on this Saturday night. 6-2 Aberdeen on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th.
yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island parachute jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Juan Nunez working into the fifth inning tonight for Aberdeen. Hasn't completed five full innings since he was still pitching in at Delmarva. That back on June the 6th through five shutout innings that night. He's given up two runs through four frames this evening as Ryan Clifford lead things off in the bottom of the fifth. A two-run double his last time up. And the righty's first pitch swung on and missed. And the count 0-1. The 0-1. And Clifford takes inside and low. It's even at a ball and a strike. Time once again for our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Already have one correct answer filed in. 1-1 hit in the air to left. Back and to his right is Higgins. It's over his head and off the wall. Ricochets off Higgins' chest. And Clifford's in at second with what should be his second straight double. Off the base of the left field fence at 93 miles an hour. And Clifford with a TD Bank double. Brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. Johnny, nice to see Clifford go to the opposite field there.
He's just in his zone right now. After the home run last night, a pair of extra base hits tonight. Sometimes when you're feeling it, you're feeling it. And he certainly is in a groove.
Stanley Consuegra lined out to second his last time, 0 for 2. And he hits a high, towering drive. But this one might hit a car driving on Surf Avenue. Way out of the stadium, but foul. It's 0-1. Can you imagine be driving by and get drilled with a foul ball?
No, thank you.
Honestly, you will understand this as well as anybody. The 0-1 from Nunez and Consuegra tied up inside. It's 0-2. The one place where I felt like that was most likely to happen on any given night in the Cape Cod Baseball League. A lot of ballparks, high school fields right near main drags out in Massachusetts. I always wondered if anyone got plunked while driving by. As that gets away from Basayo in the dirt. And Clifford will advance 90 feet to third base with nobody out.
Yeah, one park in particular, Eldridge Park in Orleans,
Massachusetts. You knew where my brain was going.
The road is parallel to the third base line and not far away. It is directly adjacent to the third base line, and it runs parallel to it. So you can imagine some scary instances, I'm sure.
And the parking lot's beyond center. The 1-2. Breaking ball high. And the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. But our question today, Suarez, Yoander Suarez, that is, became the fifth different Cyclone this season to strike out 10 or more. Only one other instance has it happened in Cyclones history since 2005. The 2-2 low. And it's full 3 balls and 2 strikes. Happened back in 2013. What 5 Brooklyn pitchers struck out 10 or more? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. This for 2013, not the five guys that have done it this year. The payoff pitch, and Consuegra, a line drive caught by the third baseman, Ben Cosme, on a leap. That had a little bit of, look what I just found from Frederick Ben Cosme. Consuegra hit a BB at 106 miles an hour, and Ben Cosme leaped and somehow able to reel in the line drive to take away a base hit and an RBI. That'll be all for Nunez tonight. 79 pitches through four and a third innings. 79 pitches matching his season high, and he'll fall two outs shy of qualifying for the victory. New arm coming in, man at third, one out. Brooklyn trailing by four, 6-2 on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Well, Hayden Nierman, the new arm in the game for Aberdeen. He just pitched two nights ago. One clean inning of two strikeouts back on, what would that be? Not yesterday, the day before, so Thursday. And now he comes on for the second time in 3 days to relieve Juan Nunez, who goes four and a third. Five hits, two runs, both of them earned. Four walks to four strikeouts. Brooklyn has a man on third, trailing 6-2. With one away, and Jacob Reimer set to step up to the plate.
Thank you, Johnny. Jacob Reimer, due up with a runner at third and one out. He's walked and grounded out, and the side armor's first toss, a called strike. And the count 0-1. Nierman standing at 6'2", 170 pounds, 23 years old from Scottsdale, Arizona. The 0-1, and Reimer takes a strike at the letters. And Nierman ahead 0-2. Hayden, 13th appearance, 0-1, an ERA of 4. Four hits in nine innings, three walks, 10 strikeouts. Is 0-2, and Reimer fights it off the hands. Still at no balls and two strikes. Nierman spent a bit of time on the IL, was on Aberdeen's injured list between June the 13th and July the 18th. The 0-2 way outside. And the count of ball and two strikes. Nierman naturally left-handed. It's a switch hitter when he bats, but a right-handed pitcher out of UNLV. The righties 1-2, and Reimer again, a keen eye. Lays off the pitch away. It's even, two balls and two strikes. Nierman has given up three runs in two and a third innings since coming off the IL. The 2-2. Reimer takes down and away. And from 0-2 to 3-2 on the Brooklyn third baseman. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz with you. Aberdeen in front 6-2. Ryan Clifford at third base with one out. The payoff pitch, and Reimer, a bouncing ball to short, will score a run. Fielded by Servideo, throw to first in time. Clifford scores. It'll be an RBI ground out for Jacob Reimer. That's his fourth RBI in Brooklyn, 45th of the year. And Brooklyn back within three. It's 6-3. Although Reimer frustrated he couldn't barrel that up a little bit better. Ben Base is empty. Two out in the fifth for William Lugo. And he takes a knee-high strike. And the count 0-1. Lugo single to left his last time. Also fly to center. The 0-1 and Lugo, a big bouncing ball to third. Fielded adjacent to the bag by Ben Cosme. And whips it across the diamond to end the inning. But Ryan Clifford creates yet another Brooklyn run. Doubles and scores on the ground out by Reimer. At the end of five, Aberdeen 6, Brooklyn 3. On Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Benito Garcia staying on for the top of the sixth inning. Third inning of relief for Benito tonight. Season high 3 1/3 innings. Cyclone fans, Sweet and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived here on Coney Island, located next to the bar by the Cyclones team store. Sweet and Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors. Five booze-infused flavors for adult fans. Three social media crazy Thunder Cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come down to a Cyclones game to get your sweetness on. Teeter Guerrero Plasencia, bottom third of the Ironbird lineup, due up in the top of the sixth. Teeter, a single to left and a line out to second. And he's out in front of the changeup from Garcia away. And the count 0-1. Series wraps up tomorrow afternoon. 2 o'clock scheduled first pitch here on Coney Island. The 0-1. And Teeter, a one-hop ground ball to second. Fielded by Smith to his left from the right field turf. Throws on to Clifford for the opening out of the sixth inning. Kids run the bases after the game. Pre-game catch on the field. Inflatables will be up and running in the backyard. Baby's first ball game. Chance to bring your newborn out to Maimonides Park for the first time. Get yourself a placard and certificate to commemorate the moment, as Guerrero swings and misses. It's 0-1. Also, first 1,000 fans of the gates get a Brooklyn Script t-shirt. Also be an ice cream sundae brunch with Coco Melon. JJ and Cody from Coco Melon will be here for a character brunch and photo op as Guerrero swings and misses. It's 0-2. Of course, our sundae brunch up on the rooftop third base side will be either Robert Kalina or Joey Lucchese tomorrow for Brooklyn. Daniel Lloyd expected to start again for Aberdeen on Sunday. Gates open 1 o'clock tomorrow. 0-2 on Guerrero. 1-for-2 with a base hit tonight. The 0-2 pitch outside and low. And the count of ball and two strikes. Coney Combo's trivia question. I'll give you the answer in the bottom of the inning. But last night, Yoander Suarez became the second, or rather fifth, Cyclone pitcher this year to strike out 10 or more in a single game. The 1-2, and Guerrero takes outside. It's 2-2. Did not go on appeal, says Westlake. Well, Suarez, the fifth different Cyclone to strike out 10 or more in a game this season. Last happened for Brooklyn one other time in 2013. Who were the five? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos. You think you know the answer is the pitch outside. And the count 3-2 on Guerrero. Was one of the Marlins' top 30 prospects prior to last season before being traded to Baltimore in April. 3-2 is low for ball four. He lost him. And Guerrero 0-2, but then four straight out of the zone. And Kevin on base for the second time tonight. One on and one out in the sixth inning for Arizona Plasencia. Strikeout and a ground out to short tonight. Garcia from the belt. Kicks and deals. And this is a ground ball to short. Could be two. Lugo on a second for one. Smith back to first. Double play. Inning over. So after the one out walk, Garcia needs just one pitch to induce an inning ending. 6-4-3. Double play. No runs. No hits. Nobody left. Thanks to the twin killing after five and a half. It's 6-3 Aberdeen on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
For a Vi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change for Aberdeen. It's brought to you, of course, by Vi-Cal Auto Mall. Make sure to pay him a visit at 2859 Flatbush Ave in Brooklyn or log on to VicalAutoMall.com. The new arm in the game, it is Dylan Hyde. So Hayden Nierman goes only two-thirds of an inning, but faces the minimum of two batters, induced two groundouts. One of them an RBI groundout, though. Our score 6-3. And Hyde on to pitch the sixth, Justin.
Bottom third of the lineup, two up for Brooklyn, and Hyde's first pitch, a 95-mile-an-hour fastball pumped by Smith. And the count 0-1. DeAndre has walked and flied out to center. He is 0-4-1. Righty deals, and DeAndre ticks low and away. Even at a ball and a strike, Hyde standing at 6-1, 180. 25 years old from Malvern, Pennsylvania. Former 11th round pick out of the University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown. As Smith takes outside, it's 2-1. Johnstown more towards, a little bit closer towards central Pennsylvania than the western side of the state where Pittsburgh is located. The 2-1. And Smith again late on a fastball up at 95. It's even, two balls and two strikes. Hyde making his 24th appearance, 2-2, a 3.38 ERA with two saves. 24 hits in 29 in the third innings. The righty's 2-2. DeAndre takes in the dirt. It's a full count. 16 walks, 50 strikeouts for Hyde this year. A strikeout rate just under 39%. Well above the league average at 26. The payoff pitch, and Smith fouls it off the catcher, Basayo. Stays full, 3-2. Hyde has not allowed an earned run in each of his last six appearances, dating back to July the 16th. Gave up an unearned run without allowing a hit in 2 1/3 against Hickory last Saturday. The payoff pitch, and Smith lines it foul down the third baseline. Remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Catching the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Last night, Yoander Suarez became the fifth different Cyclone to strike out 10 or more in a single game this season. As Smith fouls it away once more, we'll stay at 3-2. Well, it's Suarez's fifth different Cyclone to strike out 10 or more in a game this year. First time it's happened since 2013. Only other time it had occurred in Cyclone's history. Can you name any of the five? The payoff pitch, low ball four, and DeAndre works a walk. Good at bat by Smith, and he's aboard, made Hyde work. And Brooklyn one on, nobody out for Christian Pregent. Pregent 0-for-2 has struck out and flied to right tonight. We've had quite a few answers with correct guesses. Robert Anderson getting Miller Diaz and John Gant, in addition to Rob Gesellman. As Pregent takes low 1-0. Mary DiBernardo chiming in with Dalrin Frias, John Gant, and Miller Diaz. A lot of people remembering Miller Diaz. Name that can't say I had on the top of my head when I looked up this question earlier. A throw over to first, and Smith dives back. But the correct answer belongs to 1-0. Strike on the outside corner. It's 1-1 by our boss, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, who was around here in 2013 as well. And he nailed all five. The 1-1 line to the right. The count 1-2. Dario Alvarez, Miller Diaz, John Gant, Rob Gesellman, and Dalrin Frias, who Billy added was traded to the Vermont Lake Monsters in the middle of a series up there in Vermont. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. 95-mile-an-hour fastball in on the hands. First strikeout for Hyde. One away in the sixth inning. Man at first for Ryland Thomas has walked and singled tonight. But I love the new stat portal for minor league baseball to be able to look that up and procure that information without going through every single box score over the last 20 years. As Thomas takes low, it's 1-0.
How long would that take you?
I'd probably still be doing it right now. Was that a strike or a ball? I'm on 2008. A 1-0 to Ryland, and this tap third base side stays foul. And the count even at 1-1. Dario Alvarez struck out 12 in Lowell on July the 24th of 2013. Miller Diaz struck out 11 in Vermont on August the 23rd. Rob Gesellman struck out 13 the very next day. The 1-1. And Thomas takes low. It's two balls and a strike. Dalrin Frias struck out 11 against Tri-City on August the 27th. And then John Gant struck out double digits on July the 26th. Where did he do it? At Lido's Field against Aberdeen. As it's a line drive down the right field line, a base hit. Smith round second. He's on his way to third. They're going to hold DeAndre there. Ryland Thomas parks himself at second with a TD Bank double. Second double of the series for Ryland Thomas. His fourth with the Cyclones. And Brooklyn will bring the tying run to the plate with one out in the form of Jet Williams.
Quite the night for Ryland. Three at-bats, three trips to the base paths. A walk, a single, now a double.
That double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. Jet Williams 1-for-2 tonight. Singled and walked, and he's brushed back inside. And the count 1-0. Of course, Gant, Gesellman went on to have major league careers. Gesellman debuting with the Mets. The 1-0 is a strike at the letters. Delayed call from Shaw. And the count even at a ball and a strike. The five that have done it this year, Tyler Stewart, Blade Tidwell, Cameron Foster, then Jordani Ventura and Yoander Suarez this week. The 1-1. This is low. And the count 2-1 on Jet with Alex Ramirez on deck. Aberdeen led this one 5-0 going into the bottom of the third. Also led this one by a score of 6-2. Now 6-3 with second and third and one out in the sixth. The 2-1. And Williams takes a called strike on the outer half. And it's even at 2-2. Thomas didn't seem to agree with that call, shaking his index finger back and forth. Thomas, a big Star Wars fan. The 2-2. And Williams, a high pop. Foul ground, first base side. Teeter, will it get into the seats? It will. Two rows back behind the Brooklyn dugout. And it's still even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Couple of USC Trojans in scoring position. Smith at third, Thomas at second. Hides 2-2, and Williams spoils another to the right. We'll do it again. Great crowd on hand tonight. More postgame fireworks. First 1,500 fans getting a jersey giveaway. Chewbacca fur cap if you purchased a special ticket package. The righty's 2-2. Williams takes a called strike 3 on the outside corner. Feels like if you're going to get Jet looking, it's going to be on that pitch on the very outside part of the plate. And Height picks up his second strikeout, 2 down in the frame. Brings up Alex Ramirez. Couple of strikeouts and a fly ball to left. Was robbed of a base hit on a great diving catch by Ryan Higgins. First pitch to Alex. And Hyde hits the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. Brooklyn tonight just 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. The 0-1. And Ramirez tried to hold up on a pitch ticketed for his neck, but could not. It's 0-2. So Hyde now a strike away from dancing out of danger in the sixth inning. Brooklyn trailing by 3. His 0-2. On the outside corner, strike 3 called, and Alex down looking. Third time he has struck out tonight, and Hyde able to prevent any damage from being done. Second and third, one out, gets back-to-back strikeouts, punches out 3 in the inning. To the seventh we go, 6-3 Aberdeen. On Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Benito Garcia has completed 3 innings of one-hit ball tonight. The only run he's allowed is unearned. And Garcia going to try and be the hero for Brooklyn's bullpen tonight. Starter Cameron Foster was scratched 10 minutes or so prior to first pitch. In a bullpen game for Brooklyn, Garcia is going to try and complete 4 full innings. As we move to the top of the seventh, Johnny Gadamwitz takes over the play-by-play.
All right, Justin, thank you so much. Benito Garcia back on. He gets 1-2-3 in this top of the seventh. Ben Cosme, Prado, and Basayo. It is Aberdeen 6 and Brooklyn 3. Garcia's first pitch of inning number 7 is swung on and missed. Pulled the string on an 83-mile-an-hour changeup, and it's nothing and one. Ben Cosme tonight, a walk, a strikeout, and a flyout. Also scored a run on that walk. Aberdeen put up a 3-spot in the top of the first. 2 more in the top of the third, and then a run in the fourth as well. Garcia ahead 0-1, and he deals, swinging a ground ball on the right side. The second baseman, Smith, fields and throws on to first in time for out number one. So after Garcia faced the minimum in the top of the sixth, he sits down the first batter he sees of the seventh, and there's bases empty. One away for the two-man Elio Prado. Righty arm on righty bat. First pitch. Prado takes a called strike. It's nothing and one. Prado's had an impressive night already as well. He's reached base all three times up. Has done so without a base hit, though. A one. Skies this one to left center field. Alex Ramirez, the center fielder, in, and he gets there in time to make the catch in shallow left center for out number two. So Benito Garcia working quickly, really in a groove right now. He's sat down the first two men he's faced here in the top of the seventh. Bases empty, two away for Samuel Basayo. It was Basayo's three-run homer that opened the scoring for Aberdeen all the way back in the top of the first. It's been a bullpen day for Brooklyn after Cam Foster, a late scratch, was supposed to start this game. Instead, it was Jace Beck. He went just two innings, gave up three runs on three hits. First pitch, swing and a miss. Basayo almost dropped to a knee in the process, and it's nothing and one. Bases empty, two away. Aberdeen 6 and Brooklyn 3 here in the top of the seventh. A one. Basayo takes low and outside, and it is a ball and a strike to him. Basayo at 184 during his time in Aberdeen this season. 1-1. Hit in the air, left-hand side, foul, and this will land in the seats, out of play. So after a Ben Cosme ground out and Prado fly out, Benito Garcia ahead on Basayo 1-2. Here's a 1-2 delivery upcoming. Brooklyn infield playing back, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. How about Benito Garcia in relief tonight for Brooklyn? He works a 1-2-3 top of the seventh to keep this a 6-3 game. We move to the bottom half on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit the website for more details.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We go to the bottom of the seventh from Maimonides Park. Cyclones still have some work cut out for them offensively. Brooklyn trailing Aberdeen. It's 6-3 in the midst of Take Me Out to the Ball Game with Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. We've still got a little daylight overhead on what has turned into a bit of an overcast evening, but no real threat of any crazy precipitation here on this Saturday night. Just past 8 o'clock on the East Coast, so glad you could come hang out with us. Love to see you at the ballpark for tomorrow's series finale at 2 p.m. first pitch, as the Cyclones and Ironbirds finish up their regular season series. Brooklyn returning home on Tuesday. They welcome the Hudson Valley Renegades, the first half champs, to town. So Cyclones down three runs on six hits and an error. That one error led to an Aberdeen run when Stanley Consuegra dropped a fly ball to right field and allowed an Aberdeen run to come home to score. We'll see if that looms large down the home stretch of this ballgame. Brooklyn still plenty of ground to make up, and they will send 3-4-5 up to the dish here in the bottom of the seventh. Ryan Clifford, Stanley Consuegra, and Jacob Reimer. First, Clifford, who's had himself a nice night. Two doubles, a run scored, two RBIs. That last double came off the bat at 1-11. Righty arm on lefty bat, first pitch. Clifford drills one on the ground to the shortstop, Servideo. He collects and throws over to first in time for out number one. So one away, bases empty for Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra yet to reach the base pads in three trips to the plate. Dylan Hyde deals, and Consuegra takes a fastball at 92 for a strike, 0-1. We've got some great Star Wars-themed graphics on our video board in left center, identifying each batter. Shout out to Jenny Kimbrough in our graphics department for making those. They look great, too, as an 0-1 misses inside, and it's 1-1. You've got Consuegra on the far left, and then a lightsaber divider splitting it sort of right down the middle, and then his name in Star Wars font, if you will, like the credits that roll at the start of each movie. Waves and misses over the top of a 1-1 breaking ball, and it's 1-2.
Looks like some sort of maybe a Milky Way or something along those lines.
Yeah, that's
sort of obscured behind the lettering.
Yeah, outer space backdrop, let's call it. 1-2. Consuegra takes down and in, and it is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aberdeen 6 and Brooklyn 3. We're at the bottom of the 7th. Cyclones 3 runs on 6 hits. The Clones have out-hit the Birds tonight 6-5. But it's the runs that matter. And a 2-2 upcoming. High deals. Consuegra takes a called strike 3 on the outside corner. So after Hyde got two big back-to-back looking strikeouts to end the bottom of the 6th, he gets Consuegra on a backwards K for his 4th strikeout of the night, and the 9th by Aberdeen pitching.
And half of the strikeouts have been looking.
Two away, bases empty for Jacob Reimer. First pitch to him. Called strike at 93, and it's 0-1. Hyde working out of the stretch, even with the bases empty. 0-1. Reimer takes another fastball for a strike. dialed up to 94 that time from the right-hander. And Jacob behind, nothing at two. After Reimer, William Lugo would be next. Aberdeen infield playing back. First baseman Teeter off the line. 0-2. Fouled away. Breeze continuing to roll in from the Atlantic Ocean beyond right field. But a nice breeze on a hot day like today. Hyde ahead on Reimer. No balls, two strikes. He deals. Misses high and tight. And it is 1-2 now to the Brooklyn third baseman. Reimer a walk and two ground outs so far tonight out of the five spot for the Cyclones. An open stance from the right-hand side. And a 1-2 pitch upcoming. Here it comes. Line drive, right-hand side. Played off a hop by Plasencia. Springs up and throws to first in time for the out. A nice play by Arison Plasencia at second. Ranging over to vacuum the baseball. And throw over in time for out number three. So a 1-2-3 for Dylan Hyde. We're through seven. Aberdeen still in control. 6-3 on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
You can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We go to the eighth. Aberdeen a 6-3 lead on the Cyclones. Benito Garcia still out there out of the Brooklyn bullpen. Garcia has been solid in relief on this bullpen day for Brooklyn. And he does come on to at least start this top of the eighth. Set to get 4-5-6. Susnara, Servidio, and Higgins. And to take us home on the play-by-play the rest of the way, here's my partner, Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. Benito Garcia has already thrown a season-high four innings, working into a fifth here tonight. Part of the lineup due up for Aberdeen, Susnara, followed by Servidio and Higgins. And the righty's first pitch waved at and missed. And the count 0-1. Garcia, only the fifth time in his career, the sixth time in his career, he has... We're trying to complete five full innings for just the sixth time in his career. Eventually, we get the words right. Garcia misses outside. It's 1-1. Career high in innings pitched, six innings on August the 4th, 2018. 5 years ago. 1-1 fouled away off the catcher. Pregent, it's 1-2. Hasn't completed five full innings since July the 26th of 2019. Did it for the Kingsport Mets and a start at Hunter Wright Stadium against the Pulaski Yankees. Give you an example of how long ago that game was for Benito. The 1-2 tapped foul to the left. There remains at a ball and two strikes. Guys in the lineup that night with Benito on the bump, batting second behind the plate, was a little-known catcher by the name of Francisco Alvarez. And the three-hitter at DH was just some dude named Brett Beatty. As Susnara swings and misses for strike three. Got him on the fastball away at 90. And Benito Garcia picks up another strikeout. One out in the eighth. That painting the corner punch-out brought to you by Lock & Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Three Ks tonight for Benito. One away in the eighth inning for Anthony Servidio.
0 for 2, but hit by a pitch. And the righty deals. Strike on the outside corner. And the count 0-1. Scott Odo was in the lineup that night. As the 0-1 swung on and missed again by Servideo. And the right-hander ahead, no balls and two strikes. So it has been a while since the last time Garcia went five full innings. The 0-2. And Servideo stays away from the pitch in the dirt. And the count of ball and two strikes. Garcia works exclusively from the third base side of the slab. The 1-2 is at the knees. Strike three called. Servideo slumps his shoulders. Doesn't agree with the call by Shaw. And Garcia back-to-back strikeouts to start the inning. His third straight dating back to the seventh. And there are two out in the eighth inning. Paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. 54 pitches for Garcia, a new season high. Here comes Ryan Higgins in the first pitch he sees inside for ball one. Higgins has struck out, popped up to the catcher and grounded out to second his last time up. That was in the fifth. 1-0 from Benito, and Higgins in the air to left. Coming in a few steps is Thomas. He'll make the catch over his shoulder. And Benito, another 1-2-3 inning. Five innings of work for Benito Garcia for the first time since July 26, 2019 in the Appalachian League. Brooklyn trails by 6-3 as he moved to the home eighth on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Bottom of the eighth inning. Dylan Hyde out for his third inning of relief. Brooklyn in trailing Aberdeen 6-3. Fans come out to the ballpark next Wednesday. Dolls at the Diamond. Fans encouraged to dress as Barbie and Ken. A pregame doll parade for anyone dressed up or brings their doll to the game. Not exclusive to Barbie dolls. A limited edition Brooklyn Dolls t-shirt. And a Ken Limpsink battle to push by Matchbox 20. We'll also have stick horse races. Package $25. Log on to BrooklynCyclones.com/DollsDiamond. First pitch of the inning to William Lugo. Misses inside for ball one. And the count 1-0. Lugo 1-for-3 with a base hit. Ground out to third his last time in the fifth. The 1-0. And Lugo off the hands into center. Waiting on it is Prado. Doesn't really move at all. And he makes the catch for the first out of the eighth inning. One up, one down for DeAndre Smith. Has walked twice and fly to center. He's 0-for-1. Let's go.
Update in Wappingers Falls. Renegades leading Jersey Shore 6-4 in the bottom of the fourth. That game has restarted as Smith hits it in the air to right field. Back into his right, Guerrero to make the catch. Two out in the frame. Brings up Christian Pregent, 0-3 with a couple of strikeouts tonight. Brooklyn coming into play today. Three games up on the Blue Claws in the north. So here is Pregent. First member of the 2023 Mets draft class to make it up here to Coney Island. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard of the Mets organization tonight. As Pregent fouls it over the screen into the seats, it's 0-1. Mets and Braves playing game two of a doubleheader right now out at Citi Field. That game scoreless in the bottom of the fourth. Good news for Met fans. Brandon Nimmo, Francisco Lindor both back in the lineup today. Nimmo 1-for-1 with a walk. Lindor 0-for-2. The 0-1. And Pregent takes a strike. It's 0-2. Jose Quintana against Spencer Strider. The first game, well, let's just put it lightly, did not go great. Braves hit six home runs and beat the Mets 21-3. The 0-2 from Hyde, and Pregent laid on the fastball, strike three, inning over. Fifth strikeout tonight for Dylan Hyde. He's given up just one run over three innings of relief. Actually hasn't given up a single run over three innings of relief tonight. Last run for Brooklyn, the inning prior in the fifth. To the ninth, 6-3 Aberdeen on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Time for a Baikal Auto Mall call to the bullpen as Benito Garcia's day is done. And that is Colby Kubacek out to toss the ninth inning. Brooklyn trailing. It is 6-3 as we enter the ninth. Kubacek on to get the bottom third. But Justin, what a relief outing from Benito Garcia. Five innings of work. He was solid out of the Brooklyn pen.
Longest outing for Benito in over 4 years. Have to go back to pre-COVID days to find that one. But what a job done by Benito. Five innings as time called. A pitch clock violation on Kubacek. And the count 1-0 on Teeter to start the top of the ninth inning. Kubacek set at 5'11", 185 pounds, 23 years old from Bryan, Texas. 1-0, and Teeter takes up and away. It's two balls and no strikes. Kubacek making his 15th appearance, 0-1, a 5.09 ERA with one save. A 2-0 fouled up the first base line. It's 2-1. 23 hits allowed in 17 and two-thirds innings. 14 walks, 11 strikeouts. Kubacek threw a scoreless inning on Thursday night. Brooklyn's loss through 11 pitches as Teeter in the air, left center field. Back into his left goes Thomas, away back, and it's off the base of the fence. Teeter on his way to second, throw in by Ramirez, not in time. It's an opposite field double for Jacob Teeter. And the Ironbirds, the man in scoring position, and nobody out.
So for Teeter, that is second hit of the night and second double of the series, his 10th in the South Atlantic League this year. Guerrero 1-for-2 has singled and walked, and he takes a called strike on the outside corner. It is 0-1. Continuing our look around the Mets organization tonight, minor leagues, AAA Syracuse on the road against Scranton Wilkes-Barre as Guerrero gets hit. A breaking ball slipped out of Kubitschek's hand and caught Guerrero right by where the silhouette of the state of Maryland is located above the numerals on the back of that powder blue jersey. And there are two on, nobody out, as Kubitschek and Pregent have a quick chat before Colby moves back to the hill. Two on, nobody out for Arizona. Placencia 0-for-3. Rounded into an inning-ending double play his last trip in the sixth. With Scranton a 4-2 lead on Syracuse. That game in the eighth inning as Placencia takes a strike, it's 0-1. Brett Beatty, another RBI tonight. He's driven in at least one in every game since he has returned to the International League. The 0-1, Placencia lays a bunt down. Kubitschek trips coming off the mound, and Placencia is going to have a bunt base hit. Kubitschek tried spiraling off the hill towards the third base line, but might have been moving his body too fast for his own good. Seemed to trip over his own feet as he tried to depart the bump. And the Ironbirds looking to break this one open in the top of the ninth. They have the bases loaded and nobody out. And back to the top of the order in Frederick Benkosme. 0-for-3 with a walk, and this is a ground ball to second. Smith to his left, throws to second for one, and no chance to get an out elsewhere. Teeter scores to third, Guerrero. It's an RBI fielder's choice for Frederick Benkosme. That's his 36th RBI of the year. And Aberdeen back up by four, it's 7-3. So men at the corners for Elio Prado. 0-for-2 tonight, been hit by a pitch, walked, reached on a drop fly ball in right and flied out to center. First pitch ripped down the right field line and foul onto the canopy of the first base concourse. It's 0-1. Justin Jarvis made his second start in the Mets organization, gave up three runs on four hits and 3 1/3. The 0-1, low and away. It's even at a ball and a strike. Jose Chacin making his AAA debut tonight. He's given up a run on three hits in an inning and 2/3 out of the bullpen. Former Cyclone. The 1-1 from Colby. And Prado takes high. It's 2-1. Double-A Binghamton, they've been in a lengthy, or had been in a lengthy weather delay against Somerset to start. Right now, scoreless game in the bottom of the third. Is that one up and in, and it caught Prado at the very top of that matte black helmet. And thankfully, Prado seems to be all right, sitting with his toes pointed up towards the sky. Now getting back up on his feet as Roberto Mercado, the third base coach and manager, down to take a look, in addition to the team trainer, Tori Atencio. So that the second man Kubitschek has hit tonight, and the fifth batter plunked by Brooklyn this evening. Aberdeen has a four-run lead, but it has been a painful night with five hit by pitches. Far and away the most Brooklyn has had in a single game this year. Honestly, might be a franchise record for a single game. Bases are loaded with one out for Samuel Basayo. He's a single and a triple short of the cycle tonight. And he takes low for ball one. Basayo at a three-run home run to left in the first. Doubled and scored on a balk in the third. Since then, a ground out to first and a strikeout. And the 1-0 on the outside corner, it's 1-1. Binghamton and Somerset scoreless in the third. Christian Scott Struck out three over two and two-thirds innings so far tonight. The 1-1. Outside, it's 2-1. Single A St. Lucie trailing Palm Beach 7-5 through seven innings in Florida. Jose Hernandez has homered twice in that ballgame as Kubitschek misses outside once more. And now he's in danger of walking in another tally. Kevin Villavicencio, a solo home run, his second for St. Lucie. Jordan Gieber made a rehab start. Didn't go particularly great. Five runs on eight hits and 2 2/3 as Basayo takes low for ball four. Four RBI night for the teenage catcher. A bases loaded walk makes it 8-3 Ironbirds in the ninth. So Aberdeen with two runs in on two hits here in the ninth inning. Still only one out. As Victor Ramos, the pitching coach, out to have a talk with the right-hander as Brooklyn's bullpen begins to stir down the right field line. Dominican Summer League, Mets Blue, played a doubleheader today against the Rockies. They lost game one at 10-9 in nine innings, lost in walk-off fashion. They scored five runs, the Mets Blue team, in the top of the ninth to tie it before getting walked off in the bottom of the frame. Daverson Gutierrez, his second home run of the year. Sammy Tavares starts to throw out in right field. And they played a second game. Mets won that one by a final of 3-2 at the Mets Blue squad in the Dominican Summer League. Three RBI game for Justin Ramirez. And that one as the first pitch to Tim Cisnara. Foul to the left in the count 0-1. Then there's the Mets Orange team today who was beaten by the Yankees squad 20-8. Dominican Summer League Yankees scored 12 runs in the bottom of the second inning in that ballgame. As the 0-1 low. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Florida Complex League having off today. That's your look around the Mets organization on this Saturday, August the 12th. Bases loaded, one out. Two runs in for Aberdeen in the ninth. As Cisnara line drive caught on a leap by Clifford. Wins the race to first base to double up Basayo and end the inning. Well, Brooklyn may trail by five in the ninth inning, but a loud roar of approval from the hometown crowd on that unassisted double play by Clifford to end the inning. But the Ironbirds pick up two more runs. We head to the bottom of the ninth. It's Aberdeen 8 and Brooklyn 3 on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Dylan Hyde's day is done after a strong relief outing out of the Aberdeen bullpen. Now it's Reese Sharpe's turn on to try to slam the door on these Brooklyn bats. It's a five-run Aberdeen lead after the Ironbirds put up a two-spot in the top of the ninth, meaning Brooklyn needs five to tie and six to walk it off here in the bottom of the ninth. Sharpe trying to make sure that does not happen. It is 9-1-2 for Brooklyn. Thomas, Williams, and Ramirez, the three that Chris Newell will send a bat here at the bottom of the ninth.
Sharpe
the new arm in the game, trying to close it out. 6'3", 220 pounds. Celebrated his 23rd birthday just 5 days ago from Noblesville, Indiana. Sharp. The Orioles' 20th round pick last year out of Indiana University in Bloomington. Sharp making his 15th appearance with the Ironbirds. 4-3 with a 7.23 ERA. 22 hits in 23 and two-thirds innings. 18 walks, 24 strikeouts. Joined Aberdeen from Delmarva on May the 23rd as Ryland Thomas fouls the first pitch off. It's 0-1. Sharp last pitched against Hickory last Sunday. Gave up a run on two hits in an inning. As Thomas takes outside, it's even at 1-1. Sharp out of University High School in Carmel, Indiana. As that bounces before the plate, it's two balls and a strike. Sharp was coached at University High School by the uncle of one of Brooklyn's infielders. The 2-1. There's a line drive into left center field, and Ryland Thomas is on base for the fourth time. It's 3-for-3 with a walk, two singles and a double. And Brooklyn has a leadoff man on to start the ninth inning.
And some news coming down from Hudson Valley. Tonight's game suspended due to weather, so the Renegades and Blue Claws will resume that tomorrow starting at 12:05, then play a seven-inning game two, 30 minutes following the conclusion of that game one.
So as it currently stands, Brooklyn's lead in the north would drop down to 2.5 if the score holds. As Jet Williams takes low, it's 1-0, but Chris Estep, the uncle of Chase, is part of the Estep family of ball players at Kentucky, was Reese's high school coach. There's a pitch outside and low, 2-0, Chase and Reese getting a chance to catch up during batting practice earlier this week. Of course, Chris, former South Atlantic League player in his own right. Chase, in good spirits, been on the IL since midweek last week. Williams takes high, 3-0. Chase optimistic that he'll be back on the active roster before long. Already out of his walking boot. He's even taking some swings in the cage earlier this week. The 3-0 to Williams is inside for ball four. So Jets on base for the third time tonight. And the first two have reached for Brooklyn. Two on, nobody out for Alex Ramirez. As the pitching coach Austin Miney out of the third base dugout to have a talk. And Sharp, second appearance this year against Brooklyn, earned the win against them on June the 15th. Gave up a run that was unearned in two innings. Aberdeen an 8-3 lead. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to the series finale tomorrow night. Really tomorrow afternoon. Will be Daniel Lloyd for Aberdeen, either Joey Lucchese or Robert Colina for Brooklyn. 2 o'clock start, gates open at 1. So if you have a keen eye for these Stormtrooper Cyclone uniforms, they'll be auctioned off on the team website. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more details. 2-1, nobody out for Alex. He's 0-for-4. And Ramirez takes a letter high strike. It's 0-1. Aberdeen, 8 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They have stranded 5. Brooklyn, 3 runs, 7 hits, an error. They have left 8. The 0-1 from Sharp. And Ramirez, a flipper in a shallow right field. Out is Placencia, and he makes the over-the-shoulder catch. Throw back to first, not in time. Oh, my goodness, what a running grab in shallow right field by Arison Placencia. His momentum carried him well beyond medium-depth right field. It was one of those moments that left you saying, say cheese, was that ball going to drop in? And Placencia, not only able to make the catch, nearly doubled off Williams from first base. One out in the ninth.
Licenci has played a really nice defensive second base tonight. Two on, one out for Ryan Clifford. A couple of doubles. A run scored and two RBIs. He's had a hand in all three Brooklyn runs. Righty's first pitch. And Clifford takes a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Been a tough night for Brooklyn with runners in scoring position. Just 1-for-11. The 0-1. Clifford laid on a fastball up at 93. And sharp ahead, no balls and two strikes. Stanley Consuegra hoping for a chance on deck. Third baseman Ben Cosme off the line. Here comes the 0-2. And Ryan brushed back up and in. Count 1-2. The wave making its way around Maimonides Park. What's your stance on the wave, Johnny?
I enjoy it. I think in a game like this, 8-3, you know, give the fans something to stay on the edge of their seats for.
1-2 outside, it's 2-2. I'm a big proponent of it solely for young fans, a way to get them engaged in the ball game. And I'll be honest, as a fan myself, when I go to games these days, I'm not too keen on participating. Let me sit in my seat and watch the game.
That's fair.
The 2-2 inside, and Clifford gets hit in the foot. Tried to hopscotch over that baseball. And Aberdeen finally plunks one batter back. After Brooklyn had drilled five tonight, that the first batter Aberdeen has hit. And the bases are loaded with one out for Stanley Consuegra. Don't look now. Brooklyn has the tying run on deck. Still have a lot of work to do, down by five. And only two outs left to play with. But Cyclones refusing to go quietly. Now Roberto Mercado out from the dugout to talk with the home plate umpire JT Shaw.
I don't think there's any question as to whether or not that ball hit Clifford. But saw Mercado pointing towards second base, it looked like. Not sure what exactly the subject of the conversation was.
Maybe asking for an appeal to the base umpire on whether or not that ball hit Clifford in the foot. But either way, bases are saturated. And the first pitch to Consuegra, hit on the ground at third, could end it. Stepping on the bag, Ben Cosme, throw to first in time, double play, and the ball game is over. And the Ironbirds will force a rubber match in the series finale tomorrow. Your final score in 9, the Aberdeen Ironbirds 8, and the Brooklyn Cyclones 3. We'll take a break. When we come back, recap report is next. Brooklyn will try and clinch a series victory tomorrow afternoon. Don't go anywhere on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Tough one tonight on Coney Island as the Cyclones fall to Aberdeen by a final of 8-3 with the win. Ironbirds now 19-21 in the second half, 51-53 overall. Brooklyn drops to 25-16 in the second half, back to 500 on the year at 53-53. Take you through the game that was tonight. It was supposed to be Cameron Foster against Juan Nunez, but Cam a last-second scratch. So Jay Speck was asked to make the spot start for Brooklyn, and it was an inauspicious beginning for the 23-year-old. Frederick Bencosme walked on four pitches to start, and then on the third pitch to Elio Prado, he was hit. After working the count even at 1-1, Samuel Basayo continued the woe for Brooklyn to start this Saturday evening. The righty's 1-1, and Basayo, a high fly ball to left, back at the track at the wall, and all he can do is turn and watch Basayo's first high A and Aberdeen home run. The wind howling out towards left field tonight, and Basayo, with his immense strength, able to push it over the left field wall. 97.8 off the bat, 354 feet. And three batters into the game, Aberdeen takes a 3-0 lead. So Basayo's first Aberdeen home run gave the Ironbirds a 3-0 advantage. It stayed that way until the third inning. Elio Prado walked, then Samuel Basayo doubled down the right field line, put runners at second and third with nobody out. A balk by Luis Montas allowed Prado to score, made it 4-0. Then Tim Cisnara was hit by a pitch, and then Anthony Servideo was hit by a pitch, reloaded the bases, and with Ryan Higgins at the plate, another balk by Montas brought in a run and made it a 5-0 affair. Remained 5-0 into the bottom of the third, and that's when Brooklyn finally was able to break through. Rylan Thomas walked to lead off the inning, then Jet Williams singled to left, and after Alex Ramirez flied out to left, it was Ryan Clifford with a chance to get Brooklyn on the scoreboard.
Back Clifford pitch, swinging a line drive, right center field, it's deep, back towards the wall, and in one hops the fence. Thomas is in to score, Williams behind him gets the wave, and Clifford is in at second safely with a two-run double. Ryan Clifford.
That rocket by Clifford, 110 plus miles an hour off the bat. That two RBI double by Clifford are House Potato Chips. Play of the game, House Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. The official potato chip of your Brooklyn Cyclones. However, Aberdeen got a run back in the top of the fourth inning. Kevin Guerrero singled on a looping fly ball. Erison Plasencia grounded out to short. Frederick Bencosme flied out to right. And then Guerrero scored from second on a drop fly ball in right field. That made it a 6-2 contest. Brooklyn made it 6-3 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Ryan Clifford doubled off the left field wall, advanced to third on a wild pitch, and after Consuegra lined out to third and a pitching change, Jacob Reimer, an RBI ground out to short, made it 6-3. Aberdeen would tack on two final runs in the ninth. Jacob Teeter led off the inning with a double, a hit by pitch of Guerrero, a bunt base hit by Plasencia low to the bases. But Frederick Bencosme, an RBI fielder's choice. Elio Prado was then hit by a pitch, a bases loaded walk to Basayo brought in the eighth and final tally for Aberdeen as they win it tonight by a final of 8-3. Winning pitcher tonight, Dylan Hyde. He improves to 3-2. Three one-hit shutout innings, a walk and five strikeouts. The loss to Jay Speck. He drops to 5-5. Gave up three runs on three hits in two innings. Walked one and struck out three. Final line scores tonight. Aberdeen 8 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 5. Brooklyn 3 runs, 7 hits, an error. They left 10. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 34 minutes in front of a stellar crowd of 4,075. With a look around the out-of-town scoreboard on this Saturday evening. Here's my partner, Johnny Gadamowicz.
Yes, the lightsaber duel commences on the field below here on Star Wars Night. We'll give you a check of the out-of-town scoreboard. First, a look around the South Atlantic League. Mentioned earlier, Jersey Shore, Hudson Valley suspended. So Brooklyn's lead trimmed down to 2.5 games. Right now, Hudson Valley a 6-4 lead in the bottom of the fourth. They'll pick that up at noon tomorrow and then play a 7-inning game two. Elsewhere around the league, Hickory and Asheville postponed thanks to rain. Winston-Salem and Rome, it was the Braves taking down the Dash by a final of 4-1 on their home field. Wilmington a 2-0 lead on Bowling Green in the bottom of the fifth. And Greensboro, who is very quietly in third place at 20-19 in the North Division, they lead Greenville 5-1. Elsewhere around the Mets affiliates tonight, at the AAA level, Syracuse trailing Scranton-Wilkes-Barre 4-2. They're in the top of the ninth, but they are in a delay, a weather-related delay in Scranton between the S-Mets and the Rail Riders. Double-A Binghamton, a 1-0 lead on the road against Somerset. And single-A St. Lucie, a 9-5. They're trailing right now, 9-5 Palm Beach on top of St. Lucie in the top of the eighth. St. Lucie does have 11 hits on the night, but Palm Beach, 9 runs on 12 hits to St. Lucie's 5 on 11. Major League Baseball, as far as the Mets are concerned, not great game one this afternoon at home against the Braves. 21-3, the final. Atlanta had 22 base hits in that ball game. Danny Mendick, the position player, came in to pitch at one point for the Mets in a game that was just all Atlanta. And Ozzie Albies had himself a 6-RBI day. Matt Olson, a multi-homer day. As far as Game 2 is concerned, Atlanta holds a 1-0 lead right now in the top of the sixth. Jose Quintana, 5 1/3 strong, has allowed the one run, though, and the Mets unable to counter offensively, only two base hits so far. Games that have gone final so far this afternoon outside of the Mets. Cubs 5-4 winners in Toronto over the Jays. Tampa takes down Cleveland 6-5 at the Trop. Detroit takes care of business at Fenway, a 6-2 win for the Tigers. And the Marlins defeated the Yankees 3-1 in Miami. Luis Arraez homered in that game as well. Cincinnati and Pittsburgh rained out. The game made up part of a split doubleheader tomorrow. As far as the games that are in action right now at the Major League level, top of the seventh in Philadelphia, Twins a 3-0 lead on the Phillies. Oakland ahead of Washington 2-1 in the bottom of the sixth from our nation's capital. Houston all over the Angels, 7-1 Astros in the top of the sixth. Brewers trailing the White Sox 2-0 in Chicago in the bottom of the sixth. And the St. Louis Cardinals are on top of the Kansas City Royals 4-2 at Kauffman Stadium. Steven Matz starting for St. Louis tonight. He's been pitching really well as of late, has Matz. And right now, 5 innings of 2-run ball. And finally, Arizona, a 1-0 lead on the spiraling San Diego Padres in the bottom of the second. Rich Hill on the bump in that one. That'll do it for a check of the out-of-town scoreboard as the lightsaber duel has really commenced now down there on the field. We've got swords of all different colors being flung about on the field as the Jedi's and Sith masters go toe-to-toe and give the crowd some entertainment prior to the fireworks here on the boardwalk.
See, my question is here is, you know, in baseball you got umpires. Who's judging this?
I think it's on the honor system. If you get hit in the arm, you got to go walk to the sidelines.
Series will wrap up tomorrow. It'll either be Robert Kalina or Joey Lucchese for the Cyclones to close out the series. Kalina 3-2 at 289 ERA. Daniel Lloyd will get the ball for Aberdeen. 4-5 at 346 ERA. We'll have a great evening afternoon of fun at the ballpark tomorrow. Kids run the bases, pregame catch on the field, inflatables in the backyard. Baby's first ball game, first 1,000 fans get a T-shirt giveaway. And brunch with Coco, Melon, JJ, and Cody will be on tap for a special character brunch and photo op. Gates open at 1 o'clock. Johnny and I will hit the airwaves at 1:45 with a pregame show. 2 p.m., our first pitch tomorrow. That'll do it for us tonight here on the Cyclones Radio Network and Valley Live. For our entire ownership group with the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our Vice President, Stephen Cohen, General Manager, Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters here on Coney Island, including my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long for Brooklyn. Again, your final, Aberdeen 8 and Brooklyn 3. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Saturday evening, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow afternoon from Coney Island.
Thank you for tuning into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.